When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Brubaker reaches up, he's got it at the two-yard line! Touchdown, Shikellamy! Oh, what a catch!
The Shikellamy Braves are sponsored by Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Blaze Alexander Ford, Peter's Home Appliance, Hoopies Detailing, Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Service Electric Cable Vision, Glick's, Shock Law, Hubs Home Oxygen, Diversified Construction, Aaron's Rentals, Shamokin Dam Health Center, ITG Basement Systems, Purdy Insurance, Central Vision Eye Care, McCreary HVAC, Alexander Family Dealerships, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motors. And now, Braves football with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
It'll be the largest crowd of the season to date as more and more people get the opportunity to watch games in person here at Shikellamy Stadium tonight. And if you couldn't make it to the game or get a ticket to the game, we're more than happy to be your ticket for the big start of Rivalry Weekend on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Tonight at Shikellamy and Sealands Grove, and of course, the Sealands Grove broadcast usually always done on Eagle 107, one of our sister stations. And on Sunday, it'll be the Steelers and the Eagles with the Eagles broadcast on Eagle 107 beginning at noon with the kickoff at 1, and the Steelers broadcast on 100.9 The Valley beginning at 11 o'clock. So a busy rivalry weekend here on WKOK, getting started with Sealands Grove and Shikellamy. It has been a series that was predominantly won by Shikellamy early on, and then the Seals got a lot of wins through that stretch in the late 90s and through 2000, and now lead the series 34-28 all time as we reach the seventh year that the regular season contest had been called the Rally in the Valley. Sealands Grove 4-2 in those games. The Braves took home the trophy in 14-15 with wins back-to-back years in the early part of that series. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie here at Shikellamy Stadium tonight. And Chief, these are two teams that, quite honestly, I think you and I said in the postgame last week, might be the most evenly matched for this rivalry game that has maybe matched up in decades.
Well, both teams have struggled with their offenses. I think over the last two games, Sealands Grove's had a little bit more difficulty. Shikellamy has scored, but they haven't been able to control the other team from scoring. I think Shikellamy's going to see a defense similar to what they've seen just all year long. You know, a lot of linebackers and a limited number of guys up front. And that's exactly what Sealands Grove is going to see. So it's one of those games that everybody's been asking me, who do you think is going to win? I'm going to be on the Dan Patrick side of things and not give anybody any ideas about who to bet on. I really think that whoever commits the least amount of mistakes is going to win this game. And Shikellamy has to shore up their pass defense. They did, you know, they had some trouble with the run last week against Shamokin, but they did contain that. But they opened up not just passing, but passing and run for a long distance after you catch the ball. And that's something that the Braves have to fix. And I know Coach Kaiser said there were some mix-ups back there, so hopefully they get that straightened out.
Well, again, Shikellamy is running with the injury bug. They have quite a few players that are on the sideline. You mentioned it last week, almost an entire lineup, seven guys.
Seven. I might even have been seven, eight, or nine. I don't know.
That were in street clothes a week ago, and, you know, there's still the injury bug again, and it has just been a patchwork type of thing in almost every position, but maybe running back and quarterback, and I say that knocking on wood, that doesn't become a problem here this year.
Kevin, you know, you have five offensive linemen, and if you count your tight end also, that have to know all the blocking rules and have to function as a team. And when you run the wing T, which Shikellamy didn't do a lot of wing T last week against Shamokin, but when you do run the wing T, those rules are made to be done against any defense. So as during the week of practice, you get to practice those rules against the defense you're going to play. And if you've got five guys that are there for all of those, hikes of the ball, you're gonna work much better. And, they got Oaks back, and then Gessner gets hurt. And so it's just one of those things that the Braves have suffered through. And I think you said last week, Coach Kizer said, like the coach of Pittsburgh, next man up. And that's what you've got to do. If there's one thing that is beneficial to that situation is you get kids a lot of playing time that might not normally get playing time in a varsity game.
Well, do you want to know how much of a patchwork situation this is? The starting lineup tonight, Duncan Weir is playing guard. He's been playing it all week this week. The outstanding Mike linebacker, who's played a lot of skill positions on the offensive side of the ball over his years here at Chickalameet. Well, now he's actually moving to guard because that's where they need somebody.
Kevin, I remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, Coach Dave Six at Milton took his fullback, Carl Albertson, and moved him into the line, and he went peacefully. And he went with the idea that this is how I'm going to best help my team. And if I know Duncan Weir, he's going to go peacefully into that guard position and put as much intensity in playing guard. And besides, in the wing tee, the guards are like running backs because they're constantly, out in front of plays.
Absolutely
so,
right.
So you get the speed. And Duncan is not a small kid.
And, you alluded to where I was going to next, the fact that you get in any wing tee, including Coach Kizer's wing tee, and, Jim Roth and Sealands Grove, those guards are moving quick and are out there as the lead block on almost every play, and there are a lot of inside misdirection handoffs in the wing tee.
I remember, let's go back 50 years, when I was playing, we had a really great guard in Lenny Machasek, and we also had some good running backs in Red Seiler and Craig Purdy. And I remember Coach Purnell kept running the sweep left, sweep right, and I remember him looking out at Craig Purdy and saying, "Purd, can you go another play?" And Lenny said, "What about me? Because I've got to run just as far as you do. The guards have to be in good shape."
And what about you?
I, as a tackle, the only time I pulled was an inside pull and a counter, a scissors, or a quick pitch left or right. Everything else was blocked down or first backer from five, whatever you want to call
it. So you were still fresh.
Oh, Kevin, and, when you're in high school and you weigh 230 pounds, you're never fresh.
Oh, trip down memory lane with the Chief. Gotta love it. Chickalameet Sealands Grove's coming up just a few minutes from now. Coach Jim Kizer joining us on the pregame next on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
In store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never-before-seen incentives, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
This part of today's game is brought to you by Diversified Construction. Hey, whose turn is it to make the popcorn? When I was a kid, it was always my turn. First, I shook the hot oil pan until the corn popped, and later I used a hot air popper. Now I'm back popping in a hot oil pan because the butter and salt sticks to the popcorn better. Hopefully you're having a good time snacking with family while listening to today's game. Quality family time is what life is all about. We'll be back later in the broadcast to tell you about what we do here at Diversified Construction.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems. At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley and now conveniently located just off the strip at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealance Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find the legal solutions you need for your life or business. So whether your legal needs involve estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating any of the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business, contact the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Football season's here. Are you watching your favorite team on a small and bulky TV? Would you like to be able to see your team scoring that touchdown up close and personal? At Aaron's Rentals, they can help you take that TV home. Courtney at Aaron's says now's the time to come in and talk to her. There are great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery, flexible payments, easy pay, and 6 months same as cash. Visit Aaron's new location, 1102 North High Street, Sealance Grove, or aarons.com/Sealance Grove.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with Coach Jim Kaiser of the Shikellamy Braves joining us here on the pregame. Coach, when you look at last week's game, you jumped out really well against Shamokin, got a new type of offense going. I mean, that was about as far from the wing tee as you possibly could get, but I'm sure there was a reason.
Yeah, we saw some things that Shamokin did to the wing tee, and, you know, we figured we could we saw some weaknesses, and we did exploit them early, but they made some great adjustments and took it away from us then.
Well, and as you look into tonight's game with Sealance Grove, these are two teams that run the same style of defense. Offensively, it's been a really struggle for their for Sealance Grove's running game without Schoen. What do you see in their offense now that they have to rely on that you have, has you concerned?
Throwing the ball. They throw the ball pretty well. You know, the young kid that missed a year, he come back out of quarterback. He's just starting to get into his game. So he's scaring me because every week you can see he's getting better, getting more comfortable. And number six, oh my God, Coach Four's
four.
Coach Four's son. He's tough. He scares me too. He's a very good receiver and again runs good routes. And right now we're down to two guys in the secondary. So,
well, you had mentioned Coy Bastian coming back to the quarterback slot this year for Sealance Grove. One of the things that he's been able to do has been able to get to the edge a little bit. What's your concern on contain there to keep him in the pocket? I think he's got 83 yards so far on the ground and might be the leading rusher right now on the field.
Yeah, I believe he is. And, you know, watching him run, he's a very confident runner. He runs, he reads his blocks pretty well. And if we get hooked outside or inside, he's going to give us fits. And we've had some problems with our dogs maintaining that outside leverage. But I thought we did a little bit better job last week, and hopefully we do the same job this week. And if we do that, I think we'll be okay.
You know, and you've had a really good defense the last couple of weeks. Those middle linebackers, the Sam, the Will, and the Mike have all had great games the last couple of games.
Yeah, and Gage Wolf stepped it up big last week. He really came downhill, something we've been looking for out of him. A couple of weeks ago he started coming downhill, but last week he really came downhill well. Read his keys and had 17 tackles, and of course Duncan's been a beast since he's been there in the middle, since he came to this defense. He had 14 tackles. And the young freshman that we started last week, Luke Snyder, did a nice job for us. And, you know, that's great, and it's very promising for our future.
You know, you've gotten a couple of new guys in the field or in the game the last couple of weeks, both offensively and defensively. How are some of the younger guys starting to gel and get into you know, your offense and defensive schemes?
Well, Trent Schrader's been doing a great job at the guard position as a sophomore. Unfortunately, he's going to be out this week because of an illness. It's just the way things have been going. He's done a really nice job. I think that, you know, a lot of our juniors have done a nice job. Colton Simcoe's done a great job. Gage Wolf, you know, across the line, you know, a lot of new kids that have stepped in, and Alex Geiser and Robbie Heller. So, you know, we're real happy with those guys.
You mentioned the offensive line. I'm going to ask you the question I seem to ask every week. Are there five guys that have played together in a game this week?
No. This is going to be week number five with the different offensive line. And unfortunately, we're taking one of the best athletes on the field and moving him to guard. This week, we're going to move Duncan Weir to guard. He's a guy who said, listen, coach, I'll do whatever you need to do. He stepped in. And, wow, great week of practice as a guard. I know coach isn't going to want to give him up when we get our guys healthy, but I like him out at wide receiver and in the slot and running the ball. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a fight when he when we get our guys start getting healthy.
Jim, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
No problem. Thanks, Kev.
Your first Shikellamy Sealands Grove matchup as a coach. Tell me your thoughts on that before we wrap up.
Well, I'm excited about it. I've heard a lot about it. I can't wait to get into it. I just wish we were a little bit healthier, you know.
Well, good luck, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kev.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
My 84 Corvette is my shrine. I'm super picky about how it looks, and I don't really trust just anyone to shine it up and clean it the way I want until I found Hoopy's Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing is in Sunbury, and Mike, the owner, he treated my car as if it was his own. He was so cautious and I think as much of a perfectionist as I am. It's shiny, spotless. He even took care of some paint correction from a summer storm. Get a full detail. That's wash, wax, and interior or exterior only, or any detailing. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing. Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E. S. Hoopy's Detailing on Facebook, too.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country in the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
Hello, we're the Sub-6, John and Tracy, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
For 4 years now, our family has been raising money to help fight breast cancer.
We care so much because we know how hard the battle is. I'm a proud survivor of breast cancer, and that's why we're raising money for the Thyra Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital.
For each and every flooring sale in October, Carpet Man will make a donation to the hospital.
These are tough times, but Carpet Man is committed to make a difference.
We hope to see you soon here at Carpet Man.
Back at Shikellamy Stadium, where we get ready to give you the starting lineups tonight, and it's an interesting set of starting lineups, to say the least. For the 3-1 Shikellamy Braves, it'll be Drew Balestrini at quarterback, the 6'155 senior, 15 of 64, 3 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, 306 yards in the air, 42 carries, averaging 4 yards a carry for 172 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Gage Wolf will be one of the running backs tonight, the 5'10", 170 junior, averaging 4 yards a carry. Isaac Schaefer Knights, the 5'9", 190 sophomore, will play the wingback position, along with Colton Semkoe, the second leading rusher on the team for the 5'10", 160 junior. 51 carries, 167 yards, averaging 3 yards a run. The receivers will be Davis Marshall, a 6'4", 190-pound senior, leading the way, averaging 15 yards a catch on his 6 catches. Connor Fitzgerald will be the tight end. He has one of the receiving touchdowns for the wide receiving core It'll be Fitzgerald, a 6'1" 170 senior, 4 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown, averaging 19 yards a catch. And John Gittens will get the nod at wide receiver, a 5'8", 145 senior. He has 1 carry on the rush on the season for 8 yards. Across the front, we talked about it. There's going to be some new faces, a patchwork offensive line yet again this week. Jared Oaks at left tackle, a 6'2", 235 senior. Robbie Heller is the left guard. He is a 5'9", 195 senior. Alex Geiser is the center, a 5'11", 205 junior, with Duncan Weir playing guard tonight, the 6'1", 180 senior. Curtis Raker is the right tackle, a 5'9", 230 junior. Gittens will do the kicking tonight. He is 0-for-3 in field goal attempts. He's had one blocked. He is 2-for-2 in point after touchdowns right now. On the defensive side of things for the 1-3 Seals, it'll be Stephen Miller, the 5'11", 215 sophomore with 20 tackles on the year. Cameron Fogarty across the front, the 5'7", 211 senior, along with Vance Metzger, a 6'2", 233 junior. The linebackers will be Brandon Heil, a 6'2", 187 junior with 2 blocked punts and a blocked field goal this year to go along with his 35 defensive tackles. Scott Kissinger has a sack from his linebacker spot this year, the 6'1", 166 senior in the starting lineup. Corey Rumberger is leading the team, tied for the team lead, I should say, in tackles for a loss with 3 for the 5'10", 162 sophomore. Ryan Ahmed is the leading tackler on this team, actually tied for the leading tackle position. The 5'11", 195 junior has 46 tackles and 2 sacks. Nate Ahmed is at quarterback, a 5'8", 163 junior, along with Brett Ford, a 5'7", 125 junior. And Teague Hoover, who is also tied with 46 tackles for the team lead. He is a 5'10", 150 sophomore at safety. Offensively for the Seals, Coy Bastion is the quarterback, the 6'190 senior, 31 of 85, 3 interceptions, no touchdowns, 310 yards in the air, 40 carries, 85 yards, and a long of 41 with 1 touchdown on the season on the ground. Teague Hoover, the running back, a 5'10", 165 junior with 2 touchdowns on the year and his 20 carries. Brandon Heil, a 6'2", 187 junior. He has 4 carries for minus 3 yards, 2 grabs out of the backfield for 18. And, of course, Nate Schoen, the injury out for the year. Ryan Ahmed is the fullback, a 6'2", 218 senior, 72 yards on 17 carries, a long of 53, 2 touchdowns on the year, has caught 2 out of the backfield for 39 yards. Nate Ahmed is the flanker. He's a 5'8", 163 junior, along with Brett Ford, the leading receiver on the team, at 15 catches for 155 yards on the season. For a 5'7", 145 senior. Scott Kissinger is the split end. 6'1", 166 senior, 2 for 13 in receiving, 7 yards a catch. Dominic Seco is on the front line for the Sealands Grove Seals, the 5'11", 220 senior, joined by Cameron Fogarty, a 5'11", 215 senior, Nicholas Young, a 5'8", 221 senior, Stephen Miller, a 5'11", 215 sophomore, and Vance Metzger at the guard position, a 6'4", 270 senior. Kyle Rule is the kicker, the 5'10", 150 senior, 6-for-6 at his PATs, 0-for-4 in field goals on the year. Cole Catherman is the punter, averaging 37 yards a punt. Defensively for the Braves, it'll be Jaden McCormick at defensive tackle, a 5'10", 175 senior with 14 tackles. Had a great start to the game against Shamokin a week ago. Isaac Schaefer Knights, a 5'10", 170 junior up front as well. And Curtis Raker with a sack, 2 tackles for a loss, and a fumble recovery for the 5'9", 230 junior. Davis Marshall, the outside linebacker at 6'4", 190, a senior. He is one of the dogs. The other one will be Colton Simcoe. Has a tackle for a loss, a fumble recovery, and a forced fumble on the year. Actually, 2 fumble recoveries for the 5'10", 170 junior. The Sam linebacker is Luke Snyder, a 5'9", 165 freshman. The Will is Gage Wolf with 32 tackles, 2 of them for a loss, for the 5'10", 170 junior. Colton Simcoe, the other outside linebacker, has a forced fumble and 2 fumble recoveries on the season. I think we mentioned him earlier at the outside linebacker position. But the middle linebacker, or the Mike, is the team leader in tackles. Duncan Weir, 58 tackles, 1 for a loss, and 2 sacks this year. The corners will be Connor Fitzgerald, the 6'1", 170 senior with a couple of forced fumbles this year. And we expect to see, we thought we would see John Pfeiffer, but he may not be available tonight. We'll see who they come in at the cornerback slot later on. Drew Balestrini is the safety, a 6'1", 155 senior with 15 tackles on the year. That's the starting lineup for the 1-3 Shikellamy Braves, the 1-3 Sealands Grove Seals. Opening kick is on the way next. This is Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service repair installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even R for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
Smaller class sizes, a progressive curriculum and tuition I can afford, I'm attending Lackawanna College. With a variety of associate and bachelor degrees and transfer options, you'll find your focus at Lackawanna College. Tuition is the most cost-effective in northeastern and central PA,
and it's conveniently located in Sunbury's 4th Street Complex. Learn more with open houses now through this Saturday.
Schedule your appointment at lackawanna.edu/sunbury.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems, I'm the guy.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
He's got it at the 2-yard line! Oh, what a catch!
The Shikellamy Braves are sponsored by Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Blaze Alexander Ford, Peter's Home Appliance, Hoopies Detailing, Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Service Electric Cable Vision, Glick's, Shock Law, Hubs Home Oxygen, Diversified Construction. Catch the Shikellamy Braves this Friday night on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Shikellamie Marching Braves, along with the Shikellamie student section and our national anthem tonight. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamie Braves football.
Shikellamie Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Always nice to see the JROTC color guard taking part tonight as well in their flag ceremony and the flag crew coming out here tonight. We gave you the starting lineups. The Braves made their appearance to fireworks here at Shikellamie Stadium for the second time this year. It's only the second home game for the Braves here in this season, at the second half of the season, I might add. Braves are in their unique combination of maroon jerseys, white numerals, and the navy blue pants with the alternating maroon and white stripe up the side. The Seals are in their road blue pants with a white stripe, white jerseys with the blue and numerals lettering and red trim with white helmets as well. Our officials for tonight's game: Francis Snyder is our referee, Dave Moser joining him along with Tristan Hawk, Larry French, Brian Albertson, and Carl Albertson.
Well, it's nice to see Brian out there on the field, Kevin. I mean, we see him in basketball.
See him in basketball quite a bit.
It seems like we've been seeing him for many, many moons.
And does quite a bit at the NCAA level,
yes,
too, on
does.
The basketball
yes,
side
he
of
does.
Things.
Very quality official. Not that the other guys are not, but I think we're just more familiar with Brian.
Teague Hoover to the far side of the field, left side as we view things. And that's a squib kick taken by one of the up men right out of the gate, and it drops into the hands of Rothermel. And the Seals will take the ball at the 44-yard line, first and 10.
That's a good job by Aaron Rothermel. That ball was not what I would call the easiest type of ball to catch. It was turning like a knuckleball, and he got it and fell on it like all good front guys do on the kickoff
right.
receiving team.
Exactly.
If you don't, you're in trouble.
Our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week tonight, Central Mountain and Shamokin. We'll update you on that. Blaze Alexander, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Back to pass, complete quickly from Bastion into the middle of the field and into the hands of Brett Four for a gain of four.
Good job, good coverage. Nice curl pattern by Brett Four. 23, Luke Snyder in on the tackle. You know, Coach Kaiser talked about him before the season. Only a freshman got a good start against Shamokin last week.
Second down and four from the 47-yard line of Sealands Grove. This started at the 44. And in the shotgun, Bastion's going to run with a couple of blockers in front. He tries to get to the corner, and he goes nowhere.
That's a great job by the entire right side of Shikellamie's line and the linebackers on that side. Kevin, again, we saw many, many jerseys over there in on the tackle, and it's hard to tell exactly who made the initial hit, but there was no place for Coy to go. I mean, it was just bottled right up.
McCormick was in that general vicinity. Simcoe was over there as well, so it'll be third down and seven.
Jaden McCormick wearing number four, playing one of the defensive tackle places.
Small numbers up front here tonight.
How many times do you go from being a corner or a safety and the next game you're a defensive tackle?
Well, you have a four up there. You have a 25 up there. That's some small numbers up front. Shotgun formation, back to pass. Bastion has nobody open. He's got to come to the outside, and he is going to be short of the first down as he fumbles the ball forward. And that fumble forward may have been enough to give him the first down.
No.
And it's really close.
No, it's not. 2 yards.
I'm sorry. You know what it was, Chief? I saw a yellow line from soccer on the field that I went into TV mode and thought it was the first down marker.
You got to get out of that mode, Kevin. We're at high school level right now.
No superimposed lines.
We're not looking at a screen. That is actually the field out there.
Okay.
To watch.
All right. No superimposed yellow line this time. Punt formation. And the punt is away, and it's going to send Balestrini back to the 8-yard line, to the 10, and dropped right at the 10-yard line. Excellent coverage downfield by Nate Ahman.
That's exactly what the best of the best do when you're sent to cover the punt. You make the play, and Nate Ahman, textbook tackle, textbook angle on Balestrini as he tried to get around him. So you always like to see guys get unassisted tackles, Kevin. And Nate Almond's got one tonight.
Shikellamie starts his drive from the 10-yard line, first and 10. They'll send one receiver to the near side. That's the ball in the near hash mark as well. Wing to the near side as they overload. And the handoff over to the near side, to the 11, to the 12. And not a whole lot there after the 12-yard line for the running back on the Braves side of thing. That was Simcoe.
Jack Hahn did a nice job of stuffing that. And then number one, which would have been Tank Hoover, who's an all-state safety, all right, came up to assist on the tackle. And 44 was also in on that, Kevin. That would have been Ryan Almond.
Leads the team, tied for the team lead in tackles with 46, Almond is. Second down and about eight after the 2.5 yard gain. We'll send one receiver to the opposite side of the field, wing to the far side. Backs are split behind Balestrini. Play action, Balestrini looking, overthrows his intended receiver, Schaefer Knights, who was wide open from his wingback slot.
I do not know how much he would have gotten after he caught the ball, but you're exactly right, Kevin. That's a touch pass when you're on the run, and Drew threw it too high. And it's, you know, even probably somebody that was 6'5" would have had a little bit of trouble with that, Kevin.
Third down and eight as the Seals had their two-minute drive at the starting after a squib kick at the 44-yard line, stuffed after 2 minutes, trying to do the same thing to Shikalimi. Four receivers now, shotgun, sidecar to the left to Balestrini. Balestrini gets the direct snap. He rolls out. No, he's going to go right up the middle of the field. He's got to the 15, to the 20. Kicks it outside of the 25, down to the 30, to the sidelines, to the 40, to the 50. One man to beat, and he can't do it as Tank Hoover knocks him out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Well, Kevin, Davis Marshall came from the opposite side from his pass pattern and did a nice block to get him an extra 20 yards. And the rest of it was all Drew Balestrini's legs. Found the hole up the middle. Found his seam to the left, and down the sidelines he went.
45 yards on that run for Balestrini.
And what that does, Kevin, is that gets them out of the spot where they were going to give up field position if they had to punt.
It definitely changes the field at the Sealands Grove 42-yard line now. Balestrini in the shotgun. He's going to run it all the way. Cuts inside behind one of his blockers. Boy, I'll tell you what, there was no room there at all. Right up front and just grabbing him by the shoulder pads and ripping him down was Vance Metzger. Metzger even was being blocked at the time.
When you run that off-tackle play, you've got to block down on that tackle, and then you also have to kick out that outside backer, and the Braves' offensive blockers did neither of those. He had no place to go, and you described it very well, Kevin.
I left you nothing to talk about.
Nothing
is that what you're saying?
About.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Backs are split wing to the far side, ball in the middle of the field now with 8:25 to go scoreless first quarter, Braves first drive. Play action, Balestrini sets up, has time, looking long downfield for Marshall, and Marshall can't quite get it. If he continued on a little bit further, might have had a shot. Nate Ahmed, though, with pretty good coverage.
That's a catchable ball, though, Kevin. That ball was thrown in the spot it should have been. Davis had inside position. He had the defender on his back. Maybe a little bit longer reach and he might have gotten it, but it was a catchable ball.
First drive for the Braves, and they already have a first down conversion on third down. This one going to be a little longer third down. Third down and 10 from the Sealands Grove 42-yard line, but this drive started at the 11 with their backs in the shadow of their own goalposts. Five wideouts again like we saw last week. Stretching out that Sealands Grove defense the way they did Shamokin. Balestrini sets up, quick out, and that was read perfectly on the corner by Brett Four. And Brett Four was thinking six, four number six.
Well, he was definitely in a great position there, Kevin. And that ball, Balestrini's pretty lucky, all right, that it was got there a little quicker than Brett Four anticipated.
Gittens will punt the ball away, averaging 31 yards a punt, has a long of 58 this year. Four will be back to the far side of the field, and Hoover to the near side of the field. And Gittens will punt this one away from about his own 48-yard line. Good snap, has a little bit of pressure, gets it away.
Nice punt.
It'll hit at the 15, take a Sealands Grove bounce to the 20, and the Braves are going to let it roll to the 25-yard line before they finally stop it.
I just do not understand that. I don't think these children watch enough football on television, Kevin. If the ball's coming back towards you on the punt, you should jump and down it right away.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not going towards the goal line.
Okay, that's a bad thing. So both drives stall after the Braves have a nice 45-yard run by Balestrini on third down, cannot convert their second third down, and the Seals will take over now at their own 24-yard line. They'll send Kissinger out to the near side as the split end. One receiver forward to the far side. I formation, Ballestrini, or excuse me, make that Bastion under center for the first time tonight. Handoff left side, Heil. Heil will find Flags coming down. He'll get to the corner to the 30 and the first down marker to the 35, but that one's coming back for a hold.
That looks like a block. You have to get a receiver to crack back on.
Could be a chop.
It looked like several of the Braves had a shot at making the tackle at the goal line or at the line of scrimmage or behind, but they missed. This is a good run. It's a shame that's going to be nullified if it is a hold.
And it is against the Seals from that 25-yard line.
Has he signaled?
And yeah, it is a hold.
Yeah. So it wasn't a block, what we call a crackback
block
or below the
combo
the
block waist, or but yeah.
Anyway, look at it, it's 10
chop
yards.
Chop block. That was the
chop
one I was
block.
Looking for.
10 yards.
Ball will go back to the 15-yard line now. It'll be first and 20 at the 15.
Braves had a little stunt going on in the middle there with Gage Wolf, and he got caught up inside because the play went away from him. Brett Farr out here all by himself, Kevin.
Man-to-man coverage there with, actually, it looks like Schaefer Knights.
Fumble.
And that ball is loose, and the Braves are on it. Luke Snyder picks up his second fumble recovery of the season with 7:51 to go here in the first quarter. The Braves are in the red zone.
Well, we talked about mistakes before this game started, and you said what are going to be some of the keys. Who's going to take advantage of the other team? And you get a fumble, and you are on the other team's 16-yard line. That's a pretty good turnover for the Shikellamy Braves. Let's see if they can punch one in here.
Got to take advantage of things. That could be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
Somehow I doubt it will be, but
it's
right.
In the running. We'll put it that way.
Well, any place so far has been in the running.
It's a good
if you
point.
Think about it. So
that's a good point.
I'm not trying to give you a rough time. I just know how these games go, Kevin.
Coming out to the near side is Marshall. They'll send a man in motion. That's going to be McCormick to the far side. And the swing pass comes out to Simcoe. Actually,
nice
it was more
play.
Like a screen, but it was blown up immediately. Really well played by Heil.
It's almost like Heil knew that it was coming. But, folks, when you read your keys at a linebacker position or a defensive back, you know, and you see that guy float out of the backfield into the flat, you've got flat responsibility. He came up and he made an open field tackle too, Kevin. That was just a great defensive play.
Loss of three will bring up second down and 13 from the Selins Grove 19-yard line. 7:16 remaining, scoreless first quarter. McCormick in motion as a receiver now. Delay on the snap, and that actually gave Ryan Ahmed a chance to jump in there and make the tackle immediately on Gage Wolf.
He was in the position where the tackle needs to block down, and the tackle did not block down. He came clean, and he made a tackle. Second play in a row that the Seals defense has caused a loss in running.
Well, it looked like the offensive line did not jump off that one a little bit, but it might have been what you're talking about.
Down.
Is the down block,
down,
right?
I can almost guarantee you the coaches will run that one back a couple of times on Monday.
That'll be a highlight on Monday.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the kind you want.
Exactly.
Shotgun, sidecar, left, four receivers, back to pass. Ballestrini, pressure's coming. He's going to dump it off on the screen. It complete to Simcoe. Immediately blown up at the 20-yard line. Great defensive play by Fogarty and Almond.
Wait a minute.
And actually he broke that tackle.
He got away
Son of
from
a gun. I looked out at my roster to see who made the tackle, and all of a sudden he's down to the 6-yard line.
Fourth and short yardage, Kevin.
Wow.
I have no idea. People are watching it on TV.
They're
and
trying to figure out what I'm watching.
To us, all right? That's all right, Kevin.
Well, here's your chance. What actually, I mean, I thought his knee was down.
No,
and he was
didn't.
Gone.
He never even came close to going down.
Wow.
I think you were looking at one of the defensive players.
Oh, that's possible.
He just split the two guys and kicked it inside and did a nice job of picking up yards. There was a lot of traffic in there, and he avoided those guys to get down within a yard of the first down.
Fourth and one, tight formation for the Braves now. Trying to convert at the 6-yard line. Ballestrini under center. It's going to be a sneak to the left side. He got the left shoulder in there, spun around. Seals say he didn't get it. And we'll see where the spot is. It's going to be real. It looks like by the spot on the near official, he might have gotten it. No, he did not.
No, he did not.
It looked like he got off the left shoulder and spun, but when he spun, he didn't spin forward. He spun backward.
Somebody gave him one heck of a shot, Kevin, when he did that move, and he just came flying back to the other side. So they didn't even get a good look at his forward progress, if there was much of a forward progress. That could be the Shamokin Dam backbreaker play of the night.
Absolutely. And that will be a turnover on downs with 5:31 to go, and the Seals with the ball at their own six. Handoff on the stretch play. Coming to the near side is Hoover. Hoover will get across the 10, then stood up and driven backwards to the 5-yard line, but forward progress will get him to the 12.
Well, that would be who else but Duncan Weir and Davis Marshall in on that tackle, along with Gage Wolf. So that you're talking about the guys on that side. Although Hoover did pick up 4 yards, Kevin.
He did indeed. Second down and six. And on the Blaze Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard at WKOK.com, Montoursville leading Lewisburg 7-0 in the first. Bastion under center with a lone back behind him and wing to the near side. The pitch is going to be to that lone back, number one, Hoover, and Hoover goes nowhere.
Well, Gage Wolf fired, all right, in through his linebacker position, slowed him down, and Simcoe and Weir, all right, helped to wrap him up, and they lose 3 yards.
Third down and eight at the Sealands Grove 9-yard line, and a scoreless first quarter with 4:25 to go here in the first and rolling.
Well, the Braves definitely have had better field position since that 45-yard run by Balestrini.
That definitely tilted it.
Just have not been able to capitalize on it.
Two receivers coming to the near side, Ahmet and a receiver in the slot. And here comes Bastion rolling out. He's going to go to Ahmet to the near side at the 5. And a good open field tackle at the 6-yard line by Davis Marshall.
Kevin, I've been telling people, Davis, they have not been getting the ball to him on offense. But he is by far the most improved defensive player Shikellamy had from last year to this year. He's pretty much of a sure tackler. And he does a nice job of getting good position, all right, gathering himself together and making sure he gets shoulders into him. Excellent job.
Rule will be halfway into his own end zone as this one punt starts at the 9-yard line. And number 9 is at the 40 right now. Balestrini gets the punt away, and it is turning the wrong direction, but it gets a good roll at the 40 to the 43, and Hoover will step on it at the 43-yard line.
If you notice, Kevin, that ball started to come back after that initial bounce, and they jumped on it. So, again, the Braves inside Seals territory to start their third possession of the night.
Second time the Braves have started in Sealands Grove territory with the possession. Here with 3:25 to go in the first quarter, in a scoreless first quarter. But the Braves have had the ball in Sealands Grove territory more times than Sealands Grove has had the ball in Shikellamy territory.
You got to give Sealands Grove's defense an A-plus so far for stopping
absolutely
the Braves.
Especially after the big run.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, after having a very short field at the 16-yard line. Wing to the near side, Balestrini under center. He's going to hand it off. Coming to the near side is Wolf, and Wolf will find nothing. He might have lost a yard on that as he is met there. Ryan Ahmet is there to make the tackle.
Well, Scott Kissinger came
and
turned that play inside, which helped everybody from the inside to float out, move laterally, and get to the ball carrier. You know, that's what you have. You look at the defense, and Shikellamy should be used to blocking these types of defenses where you have three linemen and five linebackers jumping around. Lots of guys to block. You just got to make sure you hit one of them.
Second down and 10 from the Sealands Grove 44-yard line in the middle of the field, moving right to left in the first quarter. Play action. Balestrini backs the pass, swings it out, complete to the near side to Schaefer Knights. Schaefer Knights across the 40 to the 40. Nick, that's a 35-yard line, and they'll spot him down at the 34 for a gain of 9.
I liked what Schaefer Knights did. He looked that ball into his hands. He caught it before he turned up field. And, you know, he's got a low center of gravity, so they weren't going to bring him down right away. And he picks up 8-9 yards, Kev?
8 yards is what he gets. They'll spot him at the 35-yard line. Third down and 2 from the 35.
Big play here for the Braves offense.
Two backs, McCormick and Simcoe, offset. Play action, Balestrini rolling out. It is off the hands of Schaefer Knights. And Schaefer Knights was looking that time at an easy first down. That'll bring up fourth.
There was absolutely nobody there. I think the Braves had sold the Seals on the run play that time. And he was out in the flat. The linebacker didn't hop on it, so he was wide open.
So the Braves, who have turned it over on downs on a fourth down in the red zone, will once again try and convert a fourth down and two at the 35 of Sealands Grove. The clock stopped with 2:35 to go in the first.
Now, Coach Kaiser's got a little confidence in his defense here, Kevin. This is
indeed,
you know, in the 35-yard line. So we'll see if the Braves can convert.
This is one of those challenge moments for this Shikellamy offense. Play action, Balestrini to the short side, nothing there. He's going to have to roll out of another tackle, rolls out of a third tackle, leans ahead to the 45, and the ball is stripped out. Coming back the other way, he fumbles it right back to Shikellamy at the 32-yard line. And with the ball running in the open field was Cameron Fogarty, and Fogarty lost the ball at the 35, and Schaefer Knights hops back on it, and the Braves have the ball back, this time back at their own 35-yard line after the turnover.
You talk about one of the strangest incidents in high school football or any football
any
game.
Football.
So they converted the fourth and two by fumbling the ball and losing possession and then getting possession back all within 5 seconds.
Right. And in the process lost about 20 yards, 30 yards.
Wow.
Ball at the 35-yard line. Man in motion. It's a play fake. Up the middle, Balestrini to the 40. And
fumbles
tripped
up
and fumbled the ball again, but he was down at the 44-yard line. It'll be second down and one after the 9-yard gain.
And good thing also, number 75, Robbie Heller, was there to fall on that ball too. But like you said, they had called it. You know, Kevin, here's the Braves, when they have the short distance to get the first down, it seems when they struggle the most. But I guess that's because the defense
tightens up.
Tightens up a lot more. I thought they had it when that pass wasn't completed to Schaefer Knights the last time.
Four wide receivers in motion is Fitz. He'll get the ball, makes a man miss in the backfield, turns it up, has the first down, but a flag is going to bring it back. And that will be a hold right about the time where he turned where
he got the first down.
Connor Fitzgerald turned the corner, right? Might be why he got the corner.
I tell you, Connor did a nice little sidestep there when he got the ball off of the handoff from Balestrini. I thought he was going to get tackled in the backfield.
A little bit of a breezy night here at Shikellamy Stadium after the...
And the aroma of the Sunbury Municipal Sewer Treatment Plant rolls in here too, Kevin.
It'll be a hold on the Braves. It'll be second down and 12. There is a nice house, though, decorated with two giant dragons for Halloween here to our right. Come on, Chief, you know whose house that is?
No, I don't. I really don't.
That's a nice... I like the red eyes and everything.
Pretty cool.
That's better than the decorations they put up in Loyal Sock at that house that has a party on the back deck for every home
game.
That's
true. Yep, you're right.
Two receivers now each way.
And the sound system.
Well, that's true. Everything. Yeah, it is quite loud across the stadium. Fitz in motion again. This time they'll play fake to him. The look in. Nope, it's not there. Balestrini's going to have to go. A flag flies again. And this one's going to come back one more time for another 10 yards in the wrong direction. The Braves came into this game, Chief, only averaging two penalties a game.
Yeah.
And they've had two penalties on back-to-back plays.
Two monster penalties. This is 20 yards worth of penalty. Here goes the average. And, of course, one of the things I did when I talked about the coaches or the high school roundup on the Steve Jones show, I said the one thing the Braves have done is they're more disciplined. They're not getting called on penalties.
Oh, so it's your fault?
I would guess so.
Okay.
I'll take the blame.
Second down and 22 from the Shikellamy 33-yard line. This drive technically started at the Sealands Grove 45. When the Braves were trying to convert on fourth down, turned it over, and then Cameron Fogarty turned it over on his run toward the end zone, and the Braves got the ball right back. Fitz in motion again, play fake, rolling out. Balestrini has nowhere to go, and he's dropped. And that one was Ahmed again, who just gave him no room to run up the middle, to the outside, or anywhere. And this continues to go backwards at the 19.
It's very difficult for any offense to run when, as soon as the ball snapped, within a second, there are two guys standing in your running lanes in your backfield. And that's exactly what Ahmet did that time.
Braves struggling up front tonight with, again, another patchwork offensive line. Third down and yikes. Two receivers each way. Ball in the middle of the field, moving right to left with 23 seconds to go in a scoreless first quarter. Back to pass, Balestrini has time for the first time all day. Rolls out to the near side, gets a block to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, slides safely in second base at the 30-yard line. And that'll be well short of the first down, but stopping the clock with 8 seconds to go at this point.
A little bit of breathing room here, Kevin, and now it's up to Johnny Gittins to try to get a good punt off here.
And he'll do that when we return at the start of the second quarter, at the end of the first 12. Shikellamy nothing, Sealands Grove nothing. This is Braves football on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise.
Check them out at sunburymotors.com.
SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Second quarter ready to go with the punt coming from John Gittins, who has one punt already today. Back deep will be Teague Hoover to the far side and Brett Ford to the near side, setting up at about their own 45.
Kevin, you know how they have quick change in these Hollywood acts and that stuff on Broadway? One of the Shikellamy linemen just had to change pants during that change of possession.
I've seen jerseys change, but never pants.
That was unbelievable. Did a nice job, too. He's ready to get out there back on defense. Nice punt.
Oh, beautiful. Four has to call for a fair catch at the 33-yard line. That was a dandy. Yeah.
Johnny Gittins has done his job tonight to get the Braves out of, out of what I would call the danger zone as far as position for Sealands Grove. Put Sealands Grove back on their own 33-yard line with a dandy punt.
That was nice, about a 40-yard punt.
Nice spiral, and he turned it over.
That was darn near a 40-yard punt, Chief.
And that in any high school or college league.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
On the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships out-of-town scoreboard, Southern 22, Hughesville nothing, Muncie and Northwest tied at 7 in the first. Under center now is going to be Bastion. Bastion will hand the ball off. It's going to go to number 2. That's Brandon Heil, who will get across to 35 to the 36-yard line and a gain of 3.
I bet you can tell me who made the tackle, Kevin.
I'm going to say Duncan Weir, and
Duncan
I didn't even
Weir.
See the number. I didn't even see the number.
I got to look for 51 now. It's, it's because he's wearing a different number instead of usually
11.
Yeah, he had 11 on before.
Second down and 7. I formation behind Bastion, the quarterback. He's going to send a man in motion. That's Ahmet to the far side of the field, in the middle, and the ball in the middle of the field. Here's the pitch to Heil. Heil will break a tackle, get to the 40, but a flag coming at the 35-yard line. We'll bring this one back, it would appear. And it is a hold against the Seals. Seals coming into tonight's game averaging 5, almost 6 penalties a game for 51 yards. But here's the thing. When was the last time a Seals offense averaged 3.2 yards a play?
It's been a long time, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think when two teams that are rivalries like this get together that sometimes you put a little bit more of an effort, and if things are happening, you might try to do something that's not quite legal to get your block? Because that's our fourth holding penalty, and we're not, a couple minutes into the second quarter.
Yeah, it has been one of those nights.
The Big Ten officials say you can call holding on every play. Well, these guys tonight are getting close to it.
It's close, but over to the far side of the field is Ahmet. Ball in the near hash mark. Shotgun split backs. Rolling out to the right side is Bastion. Bastion running all the way. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Turns it up. Falls on the ground at the 30-yard line again. And Shikellamy, of course, says they have it. Sealands Grove disagrees. And the officials
That ball
have not done anything yet.
That ball,
it looks like it's third down.
That ball came out at the 25-yard line, Kevin, and it ended up all the way at the 30. So you picked up an extra 5 yards. Good pursuit that time by number 59.
That's going to be Jared Oakes.
Jared Oakes, and from his offside tackle position, from his right tackle,
that's a long way to go for
this
guy.
And he almost got to him, too.
Oakes, 6'2", 235, running down the line at you.
I'm surprised they haven't gone more to Brett Ford. They haven't even looked for one time they've looked at him so far.
Third down and 12, shotgun split backs, Bastion. Bastion back to pass, has the extra protection, rolling out, lobs one for four, overthrew him at the 50-yard line. Four was in the general vicinity of catching that one, and also right there, a little bit late in coverage, is Rashawn Martin, who's getting a little playing time in the secondary tonight.
He ran an excellent pattern, Kevin, and he was wide open. If you had a quarterback that had pinpoint accuracy, he would have been able to catch it. And not that Coy's pass wasn't a good pass, he's just a little bit overthrown.
Another punt for the Seals. As Rule ready to boot the ball away from his 18-yard line, Balestrini back to his own 38. Angles it to the near side, right up the chute. It went nowhere. And it hits at the 40 of Sealands Grove and out of bounds at the 43. That was one of those that he hits with kind of the instep of his foot, really. I mean, where the ankle and the leg bone come together, so to speak.
He's got a very unorthodox step. And he almost steps sideways when he goes to punt the ball. And anyway, the Braves again inside Seals territory at the Seals 43.
Third time tonight they have been in Sealands Grove territory, still scoreless with 9:54 to go here in the first quarter. And this time the Braves will come out with Balestrini talking to Fitzgerald on the near wing. Ball in the near hash mark, moving left to right. Backs are split behind the quarterback. Wing to the far side. Also to the even further is Marshall. Handoff, left side, running room, very, very skimpy for Simcoe, and he got a hit hard.
Well, Stephen Miller had him by the legs, and Ahmet just came over, and he cleaned everything up and put him down. So a loss of a yard. Just an off-tackle play to the left side. The Braves, one of the bread-and-butter plays for the wing tee, and the Seals have it well defensed.
And we always do a look-in between 6 and 6:30 of our games on Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation stations on the Seals broadcast on Eagle 107. And I said to Pat O'Brien, who does the games for us on Eagle 107, this game could be decided by who makes the defensive turnover or the defensive play. I think it's setting up that way. Back to the pass, Balestrini. Pressure's coming. Rolls out to the near side to the 45, to the 40, and then is knocked off his feet at the 38-yard line. That'll be good for about a gain of five, bringing up a third down and a long five, short six.
Brandon Heil with the open field tackle came up from his corner position.
Third down at the Seals' 38-yard line. If you're wondering, there is a breeze tonight. It's a pretty stiff breeze blowing out south to north with a little bit of an angle toward our section here in the press box.
I'd say it's blowing south. It's blowing northeast.
Northeast. Yeah. That's what I was trying to come up with, and it wasn't coming out. Back to pass, Balestrini. Screen pass complete to Simcoe. Simcoe met immediately at the 35-yard line. A great open field tackle by Ryan Ahmet, who is the leading tackler, has said many times here on this Sealands Grove team. Will bring up a fourth down and two.
Sometimes you got to put the shoulder down and drive, all right? And that's the back's it's almost like he stopped and let Ahmet run into him. There is, when you need a couple of yards, you can't be dancing around out there. You got to get the ball north and south.
Braves 0-for-2 on fourth down conversions. We'll try to do a third opportunity. Shotgun formation near hash. Sending a man in motion. That's Fitzgerald to the near side. They're going to roll it right to Balestrini. He cuts it to the outside, and he will not get the first down. He got a gain of one and the third turnover on downs.
Kevin, he brought Fitzgerald through the formation and then went back towards where Fitzgerald came from. And there were three Seals in the backfield when he tried, but before he even made a couple of steps.
But again, I think that's one of those that the block did not come out far enough there in that corner, because that somebody should have been blocked on that one.
East and West is not cutting it for the Braves tonight.
That's for sure. So now the Seals will have the ball first and 10 from their own 33, and the handoff right up the gut Good run for Ahmed. His first carry is good for 10 big yards.
Well, what really helped on that play is as Weir and Snyder and Fitzgerald made the tackle was the fact that the nose guard didn't get there. He wasn't in the game. He came running in just as they snapped the ball. So there was a natural hole right over the center, and that's exactly where they ran.
First down and 10 as four comes out to the near side. He's guarded there by Martin. And the handoff, Ahmed again. They have found something up the middle. And again, a 10-yard run for Ahmed before he's knocked off his feet just short of the 45-yard line, and the Seals in Shikellamy territory for the first time this evening.
No dancing around with Ahmed in those last two plays. They're just right off tackle and on both of them. That tackle that time made by Balestrini and Davis Marshall, Kevin.
Tell you what, there's a hop in the step of the Seals right now in this drive. Two first downs, back-to-back play, stretch play coming to the near side. Nothing there at all for Hoover, and a late flag from the back judge. And I think this might be a little bit of jostling going in by the receiver and the corner on the near side, which was Martin and four.
Well, Luke Snyder with a nice tackle by himself there to stop that play.
And that's a hold on the defensive side, but again, that hold actually was thrown from about the 25-yard line and landed at the 37. And I'm wondering if this will be declined.
It wasn't holding against the defense. It was holding
against
the offensive
holding.
Yeah, they're gonna
and that comes back from the line of scrimmage. So that will be accepted to the 42-yard line.
Yeah. So they're back in their own territory with first and 20. More than first and 20.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I have seen a hold on an outside. I think that was actually on the receiver on the near side. That's the first time I've actually seen that in, I can't tell you how long, on a running play that didn't go to the outside. I formation, back to pass Bastion. Dumps it off. Almost intercepted by Gage Wolf. It went right between the hands, and that one's going to haunt him tonight. That could have been a Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
I don't know if he would have scored, but he would have gotten down along the sideline, and some guys were going to have to run him down. If they were the offensive line for the Seals, it wasn't going to.
No, the Steagles played.
The Steagles, yeah.
That's a Sunday game on Valley and Eagle 107.
Gotcha.
On the Alexander Family Dealerships out-of-town scoreboard, it is Montoursville 21, Lewisburg nothing. Second down and 20 at the Sealands Grove 42 under center. Handoff goes to Ahmed, and Ahmed is stacked up and bent backwards. Luke Snyder was there to make the hit early on the upper side, and I believe it was Simcoe on the lower end.
Yeah, number 59, Oaks was in
Oaks.
That. You know, Luke Snyder, what's he weigh, 140 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
And he just has that God-given ability to use his shoulders and wrap his arms and put people down. That's two in a row now. Not two in a row, but two this series of plays for Seals Grove that he has made great tackles.
Shotgun formation on 3rd and 18 from the 44 in a scoreless game. Back to pass is Bastion. Bastion sets up down the middle. Intercepted by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. Across the numbers and wrestled down at the 47-yard line as Fitz with a pick.
Well, Connor Fitzgerald did his best acting as the center fielder in the baseball team. And when that ball was overthrown, he just came right up and snatched it out of the air. And again, Kevin, guess where the Braves are inside Seals territory at the 46.
Time number 4 that the Braves have been in Seals territory here.
The receiver was wide open, by the way, Kevin. The
overthrew
ball
him.
Coy overthrew him.
At the 56-yard line with 5:52 to go, quick look at our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Central Mountain 7, Shamokin 6 at Kent Memorial Stadium in the second. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. First down and 10 from the 46-yard line of Shikellamy. Backs are offset, wing to the near side, moving left to right. They'll send Schaefer Knights in motion. Back to pass, Balestrini. Thought about a swing pass. Pressure's coming. Breaks a tackle. Now he's got to run it. And he's going to be dropped for a loss at the 49-yard line. That play just didn't seem to work from the very beginning. It seemed like everything was out of flow.
It looked like he wanted to hit Simcoe right off the bat, and he was being harassed, and he didn't throw it. And then he ducked under the defender's tackle.
Yeah, that was actually number two there, Brandon Heil, the linebacker.
And by the time he made the duck, everybody else was in on him. It's the Seals linebackers doing a lot of damage with that. They just have gaps they fire, and the Braves not picking them up. They're gonna have to call a timeout here.
Yeah, I think so too. They were down to six on the play clock, and the Braves do call a timeout with 5:10 remaining here in the first half. Service Electric halftime report coming up with scores from across the region. We'll give you some of the recap of the first half. Shouldn't take too long. There's only been a couple of turnovers to talk about. And speaking of Service Electric Cablevision, they are here tonight with the game. So if you'd like to catch the rebroadcast, you can catch that on SECV8 at Channel 8 and in HD at 508. And we thank Service Electric and all of our sponsors for being a part of the broadcast tonight, giving us a chance to come out every Friday night and bring you high school football and be your ticket to the game.
If you can't get this game tonight with three radio stations and a TV station, you didn't try.
Yeah.
Plus the extra 1,000 people that are here tonight.
That's right. A lot of people here tonight on both stands. It is a biggest crowd we've had the opportunity to see all year this year. And it's nice to have the fans back as well.
At least we didn't have to use all that canned cheering and that we used in the first couple of games.
Well, I was running out. I mean, I could only go so long, and then I run out of breath.
That is true.
Second down and 14 at the midfield stripe. Balestrini will bring them right to the line of scrimmage. They'll go five wide receivers. Ball in the middle of the field. Three to the near side. Two to the far side. Four and Marshall is the mismatch. That's where Balestrini's looking. He's going to Marshall, and he overthrows Marshall. Incomplete. Fitzgerald was there as well and had a host of SEAL defenders, including Four and Kissinger.
They ran Fitzgerald and Davis Marshall in the same spot.
So I'm not sure it was supposed to be designed that way.
It wasn't, because they were talking to each other, and when you're taking point in opposite directions with your arms, that means I think they were supposed to cross.
Or they were crossed up.
That's true. Could have been that.
Third down and 14 with 5:04 to go in the first half. No score in this one. Kevin Hur, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie here on WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Yeah, only two on the play clock. They're going to send a man in motion. They get it off.
No, they did not.
It is a second timeout as Coach Four does a circle with his right hand and says, "You got to move."
Kaiser.
I'm sorry, Coach Kaiser. I flash back to basketball for a minute there.
Can you believe that we're watching Brett Four in his senior year? All right, at Seals Grove,
yeah,
wide receiver and defensive back. I mean, it just seems like yesterday he was like 4 years old, dribbling up and down the court and
winning pizzas.
And yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, that's a hard one. And of course, you know, it's a difficult night for former Coach Four as well. Knows a lot, you know, teaching here in the district. Knows a lot of the Shikellamy kids as well. You know, your son playing on the other side of the ball. It's a fun night and a tough night at the same time for him, I'm sure.
I bet it's interesting. I bet Mrs. Tracy Four is the referee at home for all this stuff, you know.
So. Oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. She's the referee for a lot of stuff. Third down and 14 at the 50-yard line. Balestrini all alone in the backfield. Sends a man in motion. That's Simcoe. He'll make it four receivers to the near side. Back to pass. Balestrini under pressure. He's got to move. He's got to run. He's got to throw. And it goes incomplete as he got Marshall across the middle of the field. It wouldn't be near enough for a first down anyway.
Kevin, there's no time.
No.
There's absolutely no time. That was the outside backer on the backside of a rollout to the right.
I think it was Spencer George.
And he just ran Balestrini down. He had no chance to. There's no time for the receivers to run any type of pattern.
Well, the Braves started with the ball in Seelens Grove territory at the 46-yard line. They're punting it from their own 50. And back at about the 37 is where Gittens will get this one. Good snap, no pressure. Gets it away. Oh, wow. He got a dandy off. Four back at his own 12. Skips a beat to the 15. Outside to the 20. Down the sideline to the 30. To the 40. 50. He is absolutely gone. No one got a hand on him. Touchdown. Seelens Grove. Four takes it for a 87-yard touchdown.
I would say that would be a good candidate for the backbreaker play of the game. You know, they set up a wall just like Shamokin did to their bench side, and once Ford got the ball, all right, he just there was one man that had contained, and he got blocked, and everybody else was bunched up, and once he got to the sideline, there was nobody even came close to him.
Longest punt return for Ford this year was 9 yards.
I think Brett had one last year up at Jersey Shore. I'm not sure, but I think he had a punt return up there. But, wow, what a backbreaker for the Braves.
Roll with the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:38 remaining here in the first quarter of play, the Seals on a special teams punt return of 87 yards for Brett Ford goes untouched in the end zone for 6 points, and they add the extra point to make it 7-0.
Well, now it's an intestinal fortitude check for the Braves, Kevin, as they have to get something going here. They get the ball to start the third quarter, but their offense has really sputtered. I mean, you cannot be given as good a field position as they have and not score.
Three right. times in Sealands Grove territory, Chief, and once in the red zone. And they are 0-for-3 on fourth down conversions, including 2 turnover on downs and 1 turnover that turned into a double turnover.
Yeah, that was a strange play.
It was indeed a strange play.
Well, again, it's a special team that has given the Seals the lead here, Kevin.
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about, I said I thought it would be a defensive play that would make the difference. Pat O'Brien said he thought it would be a special teams play. He may have won that one, at least for now. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line, almost on the near hash mark as they get ready to boot the ball away. Kyle Rule will send it. And back deep for the Braves. I think we have 2 new guys returning it here. Looks like Gage Wolf to the near side, and it might be Luke Snyder to the far side.
Well, they actually have done this before, Kevin. They've been back on some kickoffs. It's not the first time, but it's not the guys that are usually in there for the return.
That is correct. And that one's going to go to the near side, and catching it on the run is Wolf to the numbers, to the 20, to the 5, to the 25, to the 30, still on his feet, to the 35, to the 40. And knocked off his feet at the 41-yard line, and a tackle that might have saved another 10 or 15 yards by Jack Hahn. So the Braves, again, with outstanding field position, but one timeout remaining at the Sealands Grove, or excuse me, at the Shikellamy 40-yard line with 4:31 to go here in the first half of play. Service Electric halftime report on the way coming up at the half.
Well, Kevin Gage did an excellent job of catching a very difficult kickoff on the run, and he stumbled once or twice, got his legs up underneath him, and had an excellent return.
Backs are split now behind Balestrini. One receiver, one wing. Hand off left side, McCormick with a little bit of running room, crosses the 40, then gets grabbed by an entire pile of Seals led by Spencer George.
And Almond's in on that tackle also, Kevin. And let's see who's getting up here. Oh, it's a Shikellamy Brave on the bottom. Sorry about that, Kevin.
Oaks gets up a little slow but does make it back to the huddle after the gain of 2, bringing up 2nd down and 8 from the Shikellamy 42-yard line. Moving left to right here in the second quarter, it was scoreless until the 87-yard punt return by 4 for a touchdown. Backs are split wing to the far side. Play action rolling out. Balestrini makes a man miss, fires it, completes it at the 50-yard line to a sliding Marshall, and he is very close to the first down. He's got the first down, gain of 8.
A nice catch. Good throw by Balestrini. Drew had to step up because he was getting a lot of pressure from the outside. Avoided that one-man rush and drilled it to Davis. And Davis, sometimes, you know, a sliding catch is a good thing, Kevin.
Right on the blue line of the center of the soccer field. Shotgun formation on this all-grass field. And, boy, I didn't see anybody move from Shikellamy until the Sealands Grove defense moved.
Well, 40, I don't know if 40 jumped off, but he caused the Shikellamy kids to go in motion.
And it was against Shikellamy.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be that.
I thought they were reacting to somebody jumping off and breaking the getting in the neutral zone.
They did, except they got called for the illegal procedure.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I didn't see anybody on the line move.
No, it was the a slot back and a wide receiver.
Wow.
Go figure, Kevin.
First and 15 at the 46-yard line with 3:12 remaining here in the half. Ballastrini back to pass pressure and throws it almost at the feet of Simcoe. But the problem was Simcoe actually kind of turned away from that one too.
That was a screen. The three down linemen were in on the quarterback, and it was almost like a short-armed it. I guess that's the word I want to call it. So now we got second and 15, Kevin.
Second and 15. Clock stop with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Selins Grove leading at 7-0 with a special teams touchdown. Two receivers far side, two to the near side, ball in the near hash. Ballastrini gets the one-handed catch to the right side, has time for the second time tonight, and sliding on the ground, making the catch for the Braves, is going to be Luke Snyder. Snyder with a 14-yard gain to the 41-yard line.
Well, the Seals are trying to tell that he trapped the ball, but he did not trap it, Kevin.
That was right in front of us.
Yep.
For once, I saw something. I haven't seen a whole lot tonight. I've missed an awful lot tonight. Two receivers near, two receivers far. Shotgun formation. Man in motion, Fitzgerald to the near side. It's going to be Ballastrini. Gets the kickout block, but again, nothing up the middle.
They keep trying to run that.
Well, actually, he's still going. Ballastrini was able to keep the Pistons moving. Crosses the 40 to the 39 and may have gotten the first down out of that.
He did get it.
Twice he was stopped behind the line and just kept pushing the pile. And the Braves are going to go right to the line of scrimmage here with the clock running with 2:18 to go. First and 10 as the Braves convert on a third down. Shotgun formation. Ballastrini sets up. Now he's got to step up. Goes to the line of scrimmage. Overthrows Marshall. Good coverage there by Heil, the linebacker. Stops the clock, though, with 2:06 remaining.
But he was open.
He was.
And the ball was overthrown.
Again,
Drew is running for his life back there.
Now, I've said it many times. I think when Drew sets his feet, he is a very accurate quarterback. But when you can't get your feet set to make a pass, it is really, really tough to try and get those completions on a regular basis. Three receivers coming to the near side this time. And they'll go shotgun sidecar left. Back to pass, Ballastrini. Shovel pass to Fitz. Fitz gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. That was read perfectly by Ryan Almond. What a brilliant play by Almond.
Well, again, Ryan's good in the middle linebacker, Kevin. He reads his keys. He doesn't get fooled into running on the misdirection. His job is to take place, anything coming back. And he met Fitzgerald right at the line of scrimmage and tackled him.
Well-designed play, but better defensively executed.
I tell you what, Almond is he's a stud in there at linebacker, Kevin. Excellent linebacker.
Third down and 10 from the 39-yard line of Selins Grove, rather. Back to pass, Ballastrini. Pressure up the middle. Ballastrini's got to get rid of it, and he throws it away.
Yeah, it's a penalty.
I don't think so, because I think he's out of he's out of that.
Look. There's the flag.
But there's nobody. Grounding. But there was nobody in the general vicinity. If that ball would have landed out of bounds, he might have been all right. But I think it came up short.
That's loss of down too, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So it'll be fourth down. The Braves are going to have to punt.
So it is intentional grounding against the offense, and it is a loss of down. So it'll be fourth down, and oh boy, with 1:20 to go. Here in a 7-0 lead for Selins Grove.
Well, Coach Kaiser just talked to John Gittens, and I imagine he said to him, if you can, don't punt it to four.
Don't punt it to four or six.
But that's going to be hard to do.
So Gittens ready to punt the ball away at their own 41-yard line. He'll punt it away from the 28, a worm burner,
blocked.
And that one is tipped. And got blocked, and there's a flag.
Roughing the kicker?
I don't know. It is a personal foul roughing the kicker. So the official said he did not get a hand on that ball.
Unless he ran into his leg before he kicked the ball.
That's possible.
You know, I think that's what happened, Kevin.
I do think you're right. And the referee, I'll give him credit, was right on top of it. So if that ball was blocked, he would have seen it. But it is going to be, again, by the reaction, it is a definite 15-yard penalty against the Seals.
And a first down.
And an
automatic first down.
I believe that will give the Braves an automatic first down.
So the Shikellamy ball will come back in, and the Braves end up getting technically a conversion again on the strangest way to get conversions tonight. All at the 44-yard line of Seelan's Grove.
What concerns me is the lack of blocking up front. Every time you've been saying that not a lot of pressure. Well, yeah, there's only three or four guys rushing, but they're constantly back there.
Well,
they're just not blocking.
There's not a lot of pressure, but
Not a lot of guys.
Right. I was going to say, but there's not a lot of guys
but
making
the guys
the
that are there are putting the pressure
right,
on them.
Right. Ballestrini under center, first and 10 at the 44 with a minute 14 to go and a new set of downs. Ballestrini play action, back to pass, pressure, sacked at the 45-yard line. That one snowed under by Brandon Heil. That'll be a loss of 10, maybe actually about 9, and a timeout by Seelan's Grove now with a minute 5 to go and a second down, and oh boy.
They would like to have the Braves punt the ball again, Kevin. There is no way that unless Shikellamy gets their blocking scheme straightened out or their ability to block, that they're going to be able to go deep. And that's what they were trying to do. They had all the receivers deep that particular time, you know, trying to get, I don't know if they're going for the home run, but they're at least trying to get the ball down the field quite a bit.
Seelan's Grove will get the ball to start the second half.
The Braves get it.
I'm sorry, you are correct. The Braves will get the ball to start the second half. Second down and 19 at the 47-yard line with a minute 5 to go here in the first half. Service Electric halftime report on the way shortly.
Brett, did you tell Brandon Heil was the one that made that sack from his outside backer?
That is his first sack of the season.
There's three men in the line. We have five offensive linemen.
Yes.
So
three linemen, five linebackers.
But somebody has to take the outside backers that are blitzing.
Second down and 19. They'll send three receivers to the near side. That's the short side of the field. Heil looks like he's coming on a blitz again, and he does. Back to pass, Ballestrini has time. Long downfield looking for Gittens. Overthrew him by a little bit. Coverage there in the secondary by the Seals' Teague Hoover.
Well, now they don't have to call timeout, Kevin.
That's a freebie.
Seals don't have to. So that'll put the Braves in third and 20 yards.
Third and with 58 seconds remaining in a 7-0 game that has been a game dominated by defense and a special teams 87-yard punt return.
I'll be working the soccer game here tomorrow, Kevin. When Coach Forrest here is the athletic director, I'm going to have to commend his son on what an outstanding play that was.
And a timeout by the Braves as they were running out of time again to try and get that one going.
Kevin.
So that'll be the final timeout here of the half for Shikellamy. A
couple of scores here. Montoursville 28, Lewisburg nothing at the end of the second quarter. Shamokin up 12-7 against Central Mountain.
Ooh.
Southern 50, Hughesville 0 in the second quarter. Halftime, it's Muncie 14, Northwest 7. Here's a good one. Little Sock and Bloomsburg, Kevin. Bloomsburg up 13-6 in the second quarter.
Not surprised by that.
And here's another good one. Mifflinburg Midwest tied 21 apiece in the second quarter. And here's this one might be a little surprising, Kev. Danville 3, Central Columbia 0.
Yeah, that's usually the Gold Sock game for Danville and Central when they play that one to benefit kids with pediatric cancer.
I didn't mean to take your thunder, but I always wanted to give the score.
You can do that anytime you want, and that is our Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships out of town scoreboard.
I forgot to say that.
You know, Mifflinburg's an important game because don't forget Mifflinburg is a 4A school, and now we're taking four teams and not two. So this game right now is for fourth place.
58 seconds to go. Third and 19, a worm burner snap. Balestrini gets it. Pressure's on. He's got to lob one up for a prayer, and it is intercepted by four.
Great punt.
It was a good punt to the 20-yard line.
Punt. Yep. With no return.
Yeah, that's the key. Four intercepted it, but he didn't get to return it this time.
Exactly.
So the Seals will have the ball at their own 20-yard line with 50 seconds remaining in the first half, leading it by a score of 50-0.
Let's go back.
I'm sorry, 7-0 with 50 seconds left.
Let's go back a week ago at Shamokin, same amount of time, about the same field position, and they scored on a Dell ball, catch and run play.
Power eye formation, pitch goes to Heil. Heil across the middle of the field now to the 25, to the 29-yard line, and is dumped at the 29-yard line by Rashawn Martin.
No, that was Rashawn Martin. I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the
Bill Ziegler
announcer. Yeah, Rashawn, I think that's the first time we've called him on a tackle this year.
I believe it is. And that is a first down run of 10 to the 30. And they're going to call a timeout. I don't know if they need to reset one of the clocks or what. Well, now the official's coming over to the near side. They're going to reset the play clock. So it'll be, what, 35 seconds? 38 seconds.
Thank you.
38 seconds to go, and they'll reset the clock.
I know how to do that, too.
Do you know how to do that?
I know the opposite.
New scoreboard.
That same.
Same controls?
Controls, yes.
All right. Power eye formation, first and 10 as the clock winds with 37 seconds to go in the half. Here's the pitch near side to Hoover. Hoover puts his head down. Big collision at the 30. Leans ahead to the 35-yard line. And Heil on the carry will get five.
Gage Wolf with the initial hit. Didn't quite wrap his arm, so he went a little bit further. And that gave Weir and number 23 for the Braves, Luke Snyder, in on the tackle. Luke Snyder's going to have a lot of tackles after this game's over, Kevin.
Yeah, he will. Second down and five. Pitch to the far side to Heil, and this time he goes nowhere. He is dumped rather quickly by
Duncan Weir.
Duncan Weir. And at the end of the first half of play, it is Sealands Grove Special Team 7, Shikellamy nothing. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Bathroom modifications, outside ramps and vertical platform lifts, stair glides and door widenings are some of the construction services we provide. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss projects that keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzes.com.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Simms Grove leads Shikellamy by a 7-0 score here at the half on the Service Electric Halftime Report. Both teams have had many opportunities to get on the board offensively. The Braves actually got a fumble recovery on the second Seals possession. Started with the ball at the Seals 16-yard line and ended up turning it over on downs at the 6. Two series later, the Braves get the ball at the Seals Grove 45-yard line. Try to convert again on fourth down. Balestrini fumbles the ball. It pops into the hands of Cameron Fogarty, who runs it back to the 40-yard line. After about a 20-yard gain, it pops out of his hands and then drops into the hands of Schaefer Knights, and the Braves' drive restarts at the Shikellamy 35-yard line. And then it went punt, punt, turnover on downs until Fitzgerald intercepted a bastion pass, gave the Braves the ball at the Seals 46-yard line, and yes, that is the third time the Braves have started in Seals Grove territory, but after a few penalties, and then they could not convert again on third down, ended up punting the ball away to Brett Four, who picks it up at the 13-yard line, takes it down the right side of the field for an 87-yard touchdown return on the punt. The extra point with 4:38 to go in the second quarter made it 7-0 Seals Grove. Four then with Shikellamy starting a drive again with the ball starting at the 40-yard line. It was Four that picks off a third down pass at the 20 with just 50 seconds remaining in the half. And Seals Grove ends up running out the clock. And we remain at a 7-0 score here at the half. To say this game has been unusual might be an understatement.
You know, I have a lot of hard feelings, not hard feelings, but bad feelings or whatever. Poor Cameron Fogarty, a lineman's dream. Oh. The ball comes loose, you catch it. There's nobody in front of you. Nobody in front of you. You think, this is it, all right? And he got tackled and he lost the ball again. So, I mean, it was a great play by him and a good eye-hand coordination to pick that ball off, But again, that was bizarre. So the Braves ended up with a first down only 35, 40 yards away from where they should have the first down.
That's exactly
if they were
right.
Running. If you understand that, folks, then listen, you're a much better football fan than I am.
Don Leitzel doing the numbers for us. It's going to be interesting to see the first half stats. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
7-0 Seals Grove at the half. We'll give you a look at those halftime stats and take a look at the scoreboard as well. And we'll set things up for a new four-team postseason in 4A. That's coming up as the Service Electric Halftime Report continues on WKOK and WKOK.com.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
I admit it, my SUV is like the messiest vehicle on the planet. I'm that car that no one wants to ride along in. Getting the inside of this baby clean was way beyond possible, I thought. Until I found Hoopy's Detailing right here in Sunbury. The owner, Mike, personally fully cleans and vacuums your car's interior, and it is spotless. He's a perfectionist and treats your car like it's a luxury vehicle, no matter how messy. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing, Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E-S Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing. Find them on Facebook.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC. Stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Hello, we're the Sub-6, John and Tracy, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
For 4 years now, our family has been raising money to help fight breast cancer.
We care so much because we know how hard the battle is. I'm a proud survivor of breast cancer, and that's why we're raising money for the Thyra Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital.
For each and every flooring sale in October, Carpet Man will make a donation to the hospital.
These are tough times, but Carpet Man is committed to make a difference.
We hope to see you soon here at Carpet Man.
Service Electric Halftime Report on WKOK continuing with Sealands Grove leading Shikellamy by a 7-0 score on an 87-yard punt return by Brett Four for a touchdown. So you're not going to see a ton of offensive numbers here, to be honest with you. The Braves right now with 17 carries on the ground, 59 yards. And keep in mind, 45 of those came from Balestrini in that one drive on that big run. Three carries, Simcoe, 0 yards. McCormick with a carry for 2. Wolf with a carry for 0. Balestrini, 10 carries, 70 yards. Balestrini in the air, 7 of 18 with an interception, 44 yards. Marshall with a catch for 9. Fitzgerald a catch for 1. Schaefer Knights a catch for 8. Snyder a catch for 13. And Simcoe, 3 catches for 13. On the seal side of things, Bastion 3 for 10 on the ground. Hoover 3 carries 0 yards. Ahmed with 3 carries 22 yards. Most of those coming on 2 10-yard runs for a first down on that one drive. Heil in the second quarter. Heil 4 carries 19 yards. 31 carries on the ground, 51 yards. Bastion 2 of 5, 1 interception, 3 yards. 4 with a catch for 3. Ahmed with a catch for 0. Yes, 2 catches, 3 yards for the Seals, 7 catches, 44 for the Braves. The Braves doubling up almost the offensive output of the Seals, but trailing at 7-0. 2 turnovers for the Braves, 3 for the Seals, 4 first downs for Shikellamy, 3 for Sealands Grove, 103 yards total offense for Shikellamy, and 54 for the Seals. But again, the big number that you're not going to see in any of those stats, the 87-yard punt return for the touchdown by Brett Four, and that is the difference in the game.
Well, that would if this game would finish, that definitely would be the Shamokin Dam
Health Center backbreaker play of the
health
game.
Health Center. That's why I could never do your job, Kevin, because I can't remember who the sponsors are.
That's all right. I'm not doing my job very well tonight either. But I can tell you that we'll take a look at the scoreboard when we return. It's 7-0 on the Service Electric Halftime Report here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
See the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970.
For nearly six decades, Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies has served the home health needs of Central PA with outstanding respiratory services and quality home medical equipment. We provide solutions to enhance the lives of our customers and their loved ones by helping them be safer, more comfortable, and independent at home. With offices in Williamsport, Lewisburg, Lock Haven, Wellsboro, Harrisburg, and Carlisle, there is always a nearby office to help you improve your life. Now open, our new Hubs location in the Susquehanna Valley Mall in Sealands Grove.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Seven to nothing, Sealands Grove at the half here at Chicoutimi Stadium. Let's take a look at our scoreboard from WKOK.com. Get you updated on scores from around the region. At the half, Montoursville 35, Lewisburg nothing. That game on 100.9 the Valley. Also at the half, Shamokin is coming from behind. They trailed 7-0 early in that game. They now lead Central Mountain 12-7. Southern Columbia 50, Hughesville nothing at the half. Muncie with a 14-7 lead over Northwest. All halftime scores from here on out. Bloomsburg 13, Loyal Sox 6. Mifflinburg and Midwest tied at 21. Danville leading Central Columbia 3-0. And in case you didn't hear, Saturday night's game between Mount Carmel and Warrior Run was forfeited by Mount Carmel area. If you want to find out more about that, head to WKOK.com. Matt Cotrillo with the update there at WKOK.com on our news side of things. And we also have thoughts and prayers going out with the folks in the coastline of Louisiana and Texas areas. We have gotten word from AccuWeather that Hurricane Delta has now made landfall in that area. So more on that coming up later on tonight with CBS News. The Braves will have the ball when we return.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's coming soon. Hand-rolled ice cream at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Nori Danville Highway. What's hand-rolled ice cream? Route 11 Coffee and Cream staff rolls out ice cream as you watch, and then you pick the toppings. Candied walnuts and caramel sauce?
Sure.
Oreos and peanut butter cups?
Heck yeah.
Cherries and raspberries?
Okay.
Candy corn?
No. Don't do that.
Invent your own ice cream and watch it prepared right in front of you.
Fine.
Like Route 11 Coffee and Cream on Facebook to learn about the grand opening.
In difficult times, our thoughts center on protecting and providing for our families. A well-thought-out estate plan is essential to that goal. The Schock Law Office in Sealands Grove will help tailor a plan and documents to help you meet your individual needs and goals. If you care for a loved one who is elderly or has special needs, the Schock Law Office can prepare a plan that helps protect their assets and their access to public benefit programs. Call the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 to schedule an in-person or remote appointment to discuss your plan. Or find them on the web at schocklaw.com.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
Second half ready to get underway. Both teams making their reappearance on the field. 1 week from tonight, the Braves will make the trip to Jersey Shore, the shore without a beach.
Does that mean we have to make the trip to Jersey Shore?
Yes.
It does.
The highlight of the trip is the way home when we stop at the Sheets, halfway between Jersey Shore and Williamsport, and everybody from Jersey Shore is at the Sheets that night.
Well, speaking of Jersey Shore, coming into tonight's games in 4A, they were the number one team, followed by Shamokin, Mifflinburg, Selinsgrove, Grove, Shikellamie, Lewisburg, and Columbia Montorvo Tech. Now, originally the top four teams were going, but because of District 11 opting out of the playoffs, the Braves have another opportunity to jump in. District 4 has another opportunity to play four teams instead of just two. So now they're going to take four teams into a semifinals finals instead of just a finals in week eight. The moral of the story is this game is going to go a long way in deciding who the number four is right now, because these two teams right now are at a dead heat at .417986. In the rating system.
You know, they take those ratings almost out as far as the measurement for pi.
For pi, yeah.
You know.
What is the measurement for pi there, mathematician?
3.14. That's
yeah,
what we
I
cut
know
it
that.
Off.
But what comes after that?
It's the I don't know all
do
those.
Do I have to watch Night at the Museum?
Do you know what pi
to find out?
Do you know what pi represents?
Yeah.
What?
Dinner for me.
Yeah. Come on, Kev, don't you remember it's the relationship between the circumference and the diameter of a circle?
Sure.
All right.
I wasn't really good at geometry.
3.1417, I don't know, something like that.
You remember the little bobblehead with the Einstein bobblehead rattling it off?
Yeah. I guess that's something you could learn. You know, you could memorize it, like the Gettysburg Address. You just memorize all, I think we're up to 100, one time to 151, taking out the 151 decimal places.
It really went, it goes that far?
Oh, yeah. Every year they come up with more.
Wow.
And you know who the proof of the, never mind, we won't go there.
We got time. Selinsgrove has not made their appearance out with the special teams
I'm done,
yet. So.
I'm done with math right now, Kevin.
I know you're retired, but, you know, we all need the opportunity to learn something, especially me.
Well, you know the Pythagorean theorem.
The what?
If in a right triangle, the sum of the legs squared added together equals the hypotenuse squared.
Is that English?
Yes, it is. And here's the other thing. There's like hundreds of solutions, proofs to that, and one of our presidents authored one of those proofs. It would be President John Garfield. Not to be confused
I'm completely lost.
With Odie's buddy Garfield, all right?
Wrong Garfield.
Yeah.
The lasagna eating one.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
All right. Don't worry, folks. We're back to football. Here we go.
For those of you that didn't have the chief in class, that's what it must have been like. Here's the boot and the end-over-end kick taken at the 10-yard line. Bounces off the feet the fingers again, and it's on the ground. And it's fricked up and running the opposite direction for six is Nate Aumann for the touchdown and a turnover by the Braves as it bounces off the chest and the knees of Gage Wolf right into the hands of Nate Aumann at the 20-yard line and races it into the end zone.
Wow. You know, sometimes you're just not meant to be successful, Kevin, and that's another bizarre play. He didn't catch the ball cleanly. It bounced down at his feet. He went to pick it up, and then he kicked it, and it went right into, they're moving the ball back here. It's not a touchdown.
So it is. He did pick it up, and that down at the
– He must have been down. Kevin.
At the 16-yard line.
Yeah. So it is not a touchdown.
So it is not 6 points.
But it does give the Selinsgrove Seals excellent field position at the Shikellamie. Is that the 16, Kevin?
Would be the 16-yard line, indeed.
Wow. Well, now we'll see if the Braves' defense can do what Selinsgrove's defense did in the first quarter, stop the Seals deep into their own territory.
Well, this is, to say the least, this has been a different game.
The only reason, he must have had one foot down when he got the ball, or because it looked like he came out of there clean with it.
I thought he did, but he must have had a knee down when he picked the ball up. Nevertheless, Balestrini under center, Bastion under center, Aumann in motion. They're going to pitch it now to Hoover. Hoover tries to get the edge, and Marshall will rip him out of bounds. And it'll be a gain of maybe a yard.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Davis Marshall did his best imitation of a wrestler with a body throw there. Excellent job. And, you know, Hoover's a pretty fast guy, and Davis strung it out and put him down for no gain.
So second down and 10 as they readjust the chains to get them all reset because they got obliterated on that tackle. Coy Bastion under center. He'll run the stretch play to the near side to Hoover. Hoover gets the corner, bounces off a tackler, does not bounce off the second one, Isaac Schaefer Knights.
He handed it back to 44 then, Kevin. But they blew the... They were blowing the whistle dead. Bringing it back.
I was going to say, before he handed that ball off, I heard a whistle.
Yeah, that was 25 for Shikalimi. That would have been Isaac Schaefer Knights. It looked like he was in on that tackle.
So a gain of 4 will bring up a third down and probably about 6.
Kevin, I don't understand why the Seals haven't gone to that quick hitter to Ahmet.
It was very successful. He's going to come in motion to the near side, and he's going to roll Bastion out. Bastion to the right side has some room to run. He's got the first down, and he has bounced out of bounds at the 5-yard line. A late flag coming, and this one acts like, by the way, the Braves are acting against the Seals.
Well, sometimes you can say something to somebody. If the referee's not close to you, but if the referee's standing right there.
A word you're not supposed to say on the high school football field?
To the other team.
No, it's possible.
You know, we'll have to unsportsmanlike. I don't know.
It is definitely a dead ball personal foul against Sealands Grove. So it will be a first down anyway, but instead of a first and goal at the 5, should be first and goal at the 20?
First and 10 at the 20. Oh, wait.
It should be first. I thought it would be first and goal at the 20 because he did get the first down.
Well, why are they setting the marks then?
Yeah, I don't know. I might be wrong with that.
I think you bring the chains back. And
so it is first and 10 at the 20 officially.
Line. So it was some type of personal foul.
Well, I now that I think about it, it was a dead ball foul, so that would have been after the play, which resulted in a first down, so the sticks would move back. Bastion under center, handoff, right through the middle is Hoover, and he is met pretty darn quick there by Snyder and Schaefer Knights.
Gage Wolf also on the bottom there, yeah. Kevin, had his legs, so... You know, the Braves have done a nice job when they can contain. That run by the quarterback, Bastion, that time was basically the fact that they ran off the outside. They blocked the one outside backer and ran the corner away.
Second down and 8 at the 18-yard line here in the third quarter. 7-0 Sealands Grove after the turnover on the opening kick. And this is the first trip in the red zone for Sealands Grove. Bastion. Hands it off to Ahmet. Ahmet breaks a couple of tackles. He is going to go to the end zone. Touchdown, Sealands Grove.
And they had him in the backfield. There were two Shikalimi Braves had a hold of him in the backfield, and he ran right through their arms for the score.
An 18-yard touchdown run by Ahmet.
It all started with the Braves fumbling the kickoff and giving Sealands Grove great field position. It looked like they were going to stop them, and then the quarterback got outside to get a first down, and even after a penalty, the Seals come back and get a touchdown.
Rule with a high snap, it's set down, the kick is up, and he buried that one between the uprights.
I have a very good feeling that kicker could probably hit a field goal from 35, 40 yards.
That was a heck of a kick, mm-hmm. No question about it.
Well, now the Braves are down 2 scores, Kev.
It is 14-0 with 10:01 remaining here in the third quarter. Time now to take a look at our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week. And that one is the matchup tonight between Shamokin and Central Mountain. And Central Mountain has regained the lead in the third quarter now by a score of 13-12.
You know, even though Central Mountain is in our league, they're not in our district. So they would have been thrown in with us maybe if they would have been District 4 instead of District 6.
Yes. And by the way, that fumble could very well become our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
You are correct, Kevin. But I think if they would have allowed the touchdown after the fumble, that would have been our Shamokin Dam Health center fast backbreaker play of the game. You know, you should write cue cards out for me so I could, you know, you could just hold them up. You do have them, but there they are.
Yeah, well, you know, when you after year 23, you get memorized eventually.
Not this hasn't been 23 for football for me, so I have an excuse.
No. I'm just waiting at 23 years. When do I actually get good at this job?
You're doing all right. I'll give you a 3.9 out of a 4.
3.14.
3.14. How about a .04132789?
And here comes the kick, fortunately. And this is a squib kick. Bounces around. And this time Wolf takes it at about the 15 to the 20 to the 25. Down the sidelines to the 30. Actually, it's going to be Schaefer Knights on the carry. And he will return it back to the... It's like the 33-yard line where the Braves will take over.
That was a slow roller, and it just seemed like it took effort to get to Schaefer Knights, but he picked it up, and I thought he did a nice job of getting through the first wave to pick up some good yardage here.
Well, the Braves offense need to come up with something right now if they want to get into this game and have something set up. They need to get moving here offensively and get something positive going. Four receivers in the pattern. Ball in the hash marks to the near side. Ballestrini straight run all the way. Cuts it up inside to the 40-yard line. Spins off a tackle to the 43-yard line. It'll be a gain of 9 and a first down. Or, excuse me, a yard short of a first down.
You know, Seals Grove for years, they're down linemen on defense. They seem to anticipate the snap, and right before that, they will switch. They'll just move like 6 inches one way or half a yard one way. And that throws off the blocking assignments a lot of times for the Braves.
Yeah, we're not seeing it as much this year as we did probably last year and the year before, that amoeba defense that they would run where they wouldn't set up right.
And they're jumping in and out. Yeah, right. You're right, Kevin.
Ballestrini in the shotgun once again on the second down and one. He will hand the ball off, looking for running room as Simcoe. Nothing. He finds none.
Oh, boy.
Zero running room. Third down and one. Don't forget, the rivalry weekend continues on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Steelers-Eagles. If you're an Eagles fan, it gets underway at noon on Eagle 107 with Marilyn Mike kicking it off at, or excuse me, with, Marilyn Mike at 1. Bill Hillgrove brings you the play-by-play for the Steelers Radio Network on 100.9 The Valley. That is an 11 o'clock airtime. Third down and one as Braves try to convert here on third. Trailing at 14 to nothing. Ballestrini again getting the block behind Simcoe. Easily gets the first down run out of that four wide receiver set. Gain of 3. They'll spot it at the 46-yard line. First and 10. Shikellamy with 8:25 to go. Third quarter down 14 to nothing.
Drew actually slid instead of getting tackled that time. So you really can't give anybody on Seals Grove a tackle.
Whoever touches him gets it. Or actually, I think it's whoever's closest to him officially gets the tackle. Marshall with man-to-man coverage there with maybe a little safety help for 4 on the near side. Ball in the far hash mark. Looks like Ballestrini might be making an adjustment here to the blocking. And he will lose the ball on the snap. And he was running all the way but never had the football. And he loses 3.
Well, he ran before he caught the ball, Kevin. And actually, the snap was a good snap. He just plain ordinary dropped it as he was going to try to run to his left.
Ball to 43-yard line, second down and 13 for Shikellamy as they try and get something going here in this second half. Next week, the Braves travel to Jersey Shore. We'll have coverage beginning at 6:30 with kickoff at 7. Second time against the Bulldogs this year. They'd like to have a third shot, but they're going to have to win this one to do it. Ballestrini back to pass, pumps, fires it, and over top of Marshall in some coverage. He had to put that one up high. Marshall got one hand on it. Ahmet there on the coverage, the linebacker coming back.
That's one of those when you're a wide receiver and you stretch yourself out like that, that you're very susceptible to a pretty good hit. And
in the old short ribs.
And I'm sure you think about that. And I've never been in that position because I've never been a wide receiver, you know, except maybe for a Sandlot game once in a while. I was always the Coke bottle. Okay?
I was never even that for a Sandlot game. I had no hands. Third down and 13 at the 43-yard line. Shotgun back to pass. Balestrini steps in up in the pocket. Has some time. Fires it. Sliding backwards. Fitz can't make the catch. It was going to be well short of the first down anyway. It'll bring up fourth down and long.
How can you go to a primary receiver if he's open or covered to another receiver, even to a third, when you're scrambling? You're right.
He had time when that play started, and then the pocket kind of collapsed on him. At the 30-yard line, Gettins will punt the ball away. Four, who already has a brilliant punt return on a brilliant punt, quite honestly, for a touchdown, is back deep. And Gettins gets another good one away. Four has to wave for the fair catch. He'll take it at the 23-yard line, and that's where Selins Grove will take over with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter, leading at 14-0.
Brett makes that look easy. You know, I think that's one of the toughest things to do is to catch a punt in these lights, you know, with people coming down on you, and just did a nice job. And John Gittens has certainly done his part tonight with his punting. I think all of his punts have been, you know, 40 yards or maybe better.
Ball to 23-yard line, first and 10.
I'd give it the number 44.
I'm really surprised we have not seen his number called more often in the second half.
Well,
he is in the backfield now. I believe he's the lead back.
He's the fullback.
High formation, and they're going to go right to Heil. Heil quickly through the hole for 10, gets 11, and is knocked off his feet by Marshall at the 34-yard line.
Now, Fitzpatrick also had a hold of him to Kevin, but nobody. He ran through a tackle right at the line of scrimmage, and they pick up a first down on the first play. I wonder if some of the Braves that are going both ways are suffering a little bit of fatigue right now, although it's a cool night, so you'd think that that wouldn't be a problem. Fatigue.
Over to the far side of the field is Kissinger. He has not had a target here tonight. Does have two catches on the year. I formation. Handoff. There's Ahmet. And he will pull through the line, and he breaks free at the 50 to the 40 and drug down at the 40-yard line after a nice gain of about 20.
Davis Marshall was pulled him down from the back. That, again, I said before that, I don't know why they haven't just been riding that horse all the way down the field.
Actually, I said 20. It's actually going to go down about 25. First and 10 at the 41-yard line of Shikellamy. Selins Grove leading at 14-0 with 6:11 to go here in the third quarter. Bastion under center, tight formation this time. And the handoff goes right to Heil, and Heil is wrapped up immediately. Was that Colt Simcoe there early?
No, Weir and Snyder and Raker, those three in on the tackle.
No gain. We'll bring up second down and 10.
That time, they put all three of the down linemen on the center and the two guards. Same situation here.
Eye formation now, straight eye. In motion to the near side is four to make it two receivers near side moving right to left. Play fake, back to pass, Bastion pressure, completes it over to the right side. And it's Ryan Straub with his second catch of the year. Good enough for a first down and a gain of about 16.
You see, that time the outside backer, Davis Marshall, pressured the quarterback. Well, guess where the receiver went, where the outside backer was before he ran on the rush. So very well executed play by the Seals. We're going to throw the ball where they just vacated the defender.
The 5'8", 180-pound junior with his second catch of the year. First catch was minus 7. And there's Ahmet right up the gut. Big running room across the 20. Dragging a tackler down to the 10 into the 5-yard line. A gain of 20 on that carry for Ahmet. Ahmet's going to end up with about as many yards as he had in this game as he had coming in.
Oh,
72.
They're just running right through the Braves, the line, the linebackers, and the backs. So, hey, you got him down to the 5. You ought to give it to him again.
He will be the up back again with 4:40 to go and counting here in the third quarter. Trying to make it a 3-score lead. He gets the block, goes to the 2, spins off a tackle to the 1. Touchdown, Selins Grove. Almond with a 5-yard touchdown run to make it 20-0 Selinsgrove Grove with 4:31 remaining here in the third quarter play.
Well, the cart and the wheels have fallen off again, Kevin. Shades of last week.
Yeah, a good start for the Braves and just could not find a way to finish. And the other side is Shamokin also made some great defensive changes, too.
Almond, though, I mean, he just is like a bowling ball in there. And, you know, they don't have Schoen. He's running like Schoen used to run, bouncing off people, you know, making some good cuts and using that low center of gravity, solid body to get through everybody.
Well, the Braves now trail a 21-0 to Selinsgrove. As we take a look at the Alexander Family Dealerships out-of-town scoreboard, it is Hughesville 35 and Lewisburg nothing. That in the third quarter. Shamokin now has jumped back out on top of Central Mountain 20-13 as our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. And that is definitely playing out to be the Ford tough game of the week, no question. Elsewhere, it is Southern 50, Hughesville 5 now in the fourth quarter. Muncie 21, Northwest 13. Bloomsburg leading Loyal Sock 13-12 in the third. Midwest now has taken the lead over Mifflinburg, 27-21 in the third. And Danville still leads Central Columbia by a field goal in a big defensive game at Blue Jay Stadium in El Media, 3-0 in the third, yes.
This is number 44, Ryan Almond, not only having a great game at linebacker, but his running game is probably the best game of his career.
And that one taken at the 10-yard line, running right up the middle of the near side now as Wolf spins off a tackle, spins off another into 25 to the 30-yard line, can't spin off that one, and the Braves will take over at the 29-yard line, first and 10.
Well, the Braves have been able to get a first down, but then they haven't been able to be continuous, you know, with that situation. So
the offense has really struggled tonight. Again, and we talked about it all year, that patchwork offensive line has really made it challenging for anything really to get going all year long. Balestrini under center with the back split behind him. Hand off left side, Simcoe. Simcoe has some running room across the 30 to the 35-yard line. And some positive gains there of 6 yards, bringing up second down and 4.
That was probably one of the best off-tackle plays they ran all night. Simcoe ran hard. He got hit about 3 yards into the run, and then he, you know, did a nice job of bouncing off and coming back inside to pick up another 3.
And not coming up with excuses, you know, we talked about the offensive line. You got to remember, you got a guy in there, Duncan Weir, playing guard for the first time, I believe, in his entire life. And he's going to go down right now in the right guard position, and he's been pulling a lot tonight. Second down and 4. He'll do it again. Play action. Balestrini snowed under and sacked by Brandon Heil, who came untouched from the near side and drops him for a loss on the play of 7 back to the 28-yard line.
He, Drew Balestrini turned from his left to his right to try to avoid from the left, and there was number 2 right in his face.
Yep.
He didn't even have a chance to make any type of move. Just hold on to the ball and don't fumble it.
Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Shotgun on this third down and 12 from the Shikellamy 28. Balestrini back to pass. Puts up the screen, gets it to Simcoe, has a convoy in front to the 35, and is upended at the 36-yard line. Had a good set of blockers up front, including Jared Oakes, but just one too many seals got to that play.
Yeah, well, guess who was out here breaking that? That was Ahmet.
Ahmet?
Yep, yeah. And also Brett Four.
Tell you what, Ryan Almond has had a great game, as we said many times, on both sides of the ball. And a fourth down and 3 punting situation for the Braves and John Gittins. Four to the near side, Hoover to the far side. Are they short a player?
No. No, they're
saw
okay.
Saw four coming to the sidelines, and like they were looking for a player yet. Good punt by number one there, Gittens, and four will take it at the 22-yard line. I'm sorry, the 25-yard line, and roll out of bounds with it.
I wish we should mic up some of these high school kids sometimes. I just like to see what Brett was saying to Simcoe down there when they ran out of bounds. They kind of looked at each other, said a couple of things, a little body language and that stuff. So maybe said, "Hey, what costume are you wearing for Halloween this year?" "Oh, that's right, we're not having Halloween.
We're all wearing masks." Ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10, 2:13 to go, third quarter. Selinsgrove Grove leading this by a 21-0 score. Lots of choices here in the last few minutes for a Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. I formation, and the handoff by Bastion will go to the left side, and the ball is loose as Hoover lost it, but he was down at the 29-yard line, gain of four before that ball popped out.
Well, Duncan Weir made the initial hit, and he got a little help from McCormick there. But again, the Seals are getting a little bit better surge on their offensive line. But then again, Kevin, I've watched a couple of times, and I've seen Braves be in position to make tackles, and they just don't make them. Or somebody runs through the tackle.
Four will come outside to the far side of the field as the Seals move on the near hash mark right to left as we view things. Clock winding with a minute 29. Bastion with four on the play clock gets it away. Hands it off near side. And a little bit of running room there for Teague Hoover, who will come up with five and good enough for a first down at the 35-yard line.
He ran, usually Duncan Weir's a solid tackler. That time he hit him in the thigh, pads, and Hoover ran right through that, picked up the first down.
First and 10 for Selinsgrove. Leading 21-0 here in the third quarter at Shikellamy Stadium. Second home game for the Braves. As we said, the Braves will be on the road next week at Jersey Shore.
And then home for two more.
Yes. I formation. Handoff right side. No running room at all for Hoover. He got obliterated behind the line, leading the way there. Luke Snyder, one of those guys that got
77, one of the off defensive linemen.
That's Rivera.
Rivera did a nice job of hitting him in the backfield.
And they're going to put him back into the game. Yeah, when you make a play like that, you get a bonus play. Aaron Rivera, 5'8", 287, senior, playing a little bit of nose here.
He's actually out to tackle.
He's actually tackle right now, yeah. And again, that play busted up in the middle by Rivera again, the first guy in there. And also getting some help from Oaks there is
And Schaefer, and Geiser, or not Geiser, Duncan Weir.
Duncan Weir. And that'll do it for the third quarter play. And it is 21-0 in favor of Selinsgrove. Braves football on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Football season's here. Are you watching your favorite team on a small and bulky TV? Would you like to be able to see your team scoring that touchdown up close and personal? At Aaron's Rentals, they can help you take that TV home. Courtney at Aaron's says now's the time to come in and talk to her. There are great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery, flexible payments, easy pay, and 6 months same as cash. Visit Aaron's new location, 1102 North High Street, Selinsgrove, or aarons.com/Selinsgrove.
Final 12 minutes on the board. Shikellamy trailing Selinsgrove 21-0 in a game that was scoreless for the biggest part of the first half, and then a 7-0 lead after an 87-yard punt return from Brent Ford with 4:38 to go in the half. And then it was Ahmet for 18 yards, Ahmet for 5 yards, and 21-0 Sealands Grove.
I don't think the Seals have been forced to punt here in the second half, Kevin. I think the Braves have not held them one time.
I believe you are correct. One receiver to the near side. That's Nate Ahmet, the junior. I formation. He'll go in motion to the far side. Back to pass is Bastion. It's going to be a screen pass to Hoover. Hoover to the 35, to the 40. Puts his head down and will string it out to the 43-yard line,
he's
I believe.
Close. He's close to the first down.
Yeah, I think they're going to spot it at the, actually the 45. I thought he stepped out a little early. Well, now they're moving it back to the 44, so it's back where I thought it was, 43-44. It'll be fourth down and one.
You have to go for it. Your Coach Hicks here, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're trying to put the game away at this point. And they've been able to come up with 1 yard here in this second half when they needed it. Braves are going to have to step it up. They need to stand here. Everybody jumping in the middle of the field right now, in the middle of the line. And the push by Bastion. And he gets a good push and a good first down, gain of two.
Good surge. And, you know, the thing that set that up was Hoover's screen. There was, you know, the Braves have tried to run a similar screen, but the linebackers have been out there to blow it up. And actually, Hoover had nobody on him until the corner came up.
First and 10 for Sealands Grove at the Sealands Grove 46-yard line. One receiver to the near side, that's Ahmet. One to the far side, that's 4-eye formation. It's going to go to Ryan Ahmet, the senior. And this time he will come up with maybe a yard before he is wrestled backwards.
That's probably the best defensive play they've made when Ryan's run the ball all night long, Kevin. If he got any yardage, it would be very little. In fact, I think he's probably back at the original line of scrimmage.
They gave him about a half a yard. About the length of the football.
About 18 inches, right?
Yeah. Give or take.
Give or take.
Second down and 9 at the 47-yard line. And the Braves showing blitz here as they think the run's coming. Here comes the pitch to the far side to Hoover. Flags fly to the near side of the field. Hoover will take it to about the Shikellamy 45-yard line, but this one's coming way back as there's a hold at the Sealands Grove 43.
You know, Hoover has that, he's got that ability that once he turns that field to really, you know, turn it on, and he's got good speed.
And the first leg cramp of the evening now coming out.
Now he's back up, Kevin.
Chief, you said a couple of weeks ago who has the most leg cramps in Shikellamy history.
Who holds the record for the most leg cramps in Shikellamy football.
Who happens to be on the coaching staff now. And you mentioned that earlier in the
year. T.J. Herzog, yeah.
That's right.
I brought it up, and the guys over there running the clock gave me his name. So
T.J. came over to me tonight before everything started, and he was getting things cranked up here for the warm-up music, yeah. And he said, hey, make sure everybody knows I had a banana today and some pickles. I'm ready to go.
Man, they did. I'll tell you what, Mike, the trainer back,
Mike Elder,
he did everything he could to try to keep TJ on the field. He was an important part of both the offense and the defense.
Absolutely. Well, coming up in the post game, the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Chief has a couple of those in mind here tonight.
You know what, Kevin? Right now, if I had to pick one, I'd have to go with Brett Forrest's punt return because that just kind of loosened up the Seals as far as their offense. Their
took defense. A little bit of the air out of the stadium, too.
The defense for Sealands Grove has played well all night long.
We'll have an opportunity to run down while we have the injury timeout, the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard. Montoursville beating up on Lewisburg 42-0 in the third. Central Mountain 27, Shamokin 20 game in the fourth.
I bet you that's a great game to be at, Kevin.
Southern 50, Hughesville 7. Muncie leading Northwest 21-13. Bloomsburg now trailing Loyal Sock 20-13. Midwest 27, Mifflinburg 21. And now a scoring fest in Almedia, as it was 3-0 Danville. Danville now leading at 10-7 in the fourth. And again, Mount Carmel's game with Warrior Run is a forfeit by Mount Carmel. If you want the details on that, go to WKOK.com and check out the news. When sports becomes news.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not usually a good thing, Kevin.
No, it is not. Ball at the 35-yard line after the penalty to be second down, and oh boy, second down and 21 to be exact. I formation for Bastion with the backs behind him. He'll come with a straight drop, and it's going to be a screen pass to Ahmed, and almost being able to get a hand on that one and thinking about taking it the other way is Duncan Weir.
Yeah, he read that very well, Kevin. He had to stretch himself out a little bit to try to make the interception, and the ball was thrown, okay, out of his reach.
Third and 21. With the clock stopped with 10:31 to go here in the final stanza. The ball at the Sealands Grove 35-yard line, leading at 21-0 here over Shikellamy. Shotgun, split backs. Back almost moved early. There's a pass, a flare out to Kissinger. First target of the game. That's a gain of about 5. We'll still bring up a third down, or excuse me, a fourth down and about 15 or 16.
Colton Simcoe with a good tackle stopped him right after he caught the pass.
And this time it'll be Cole Catherman into punt, averaging 37 yards a punt as a long of 52. Balestrini back to take this one. And that is a dandy. Oh, my. Waves for the fair catch. It hits at the 17, rolls back to the 9-yard line. And that one may break the 52 long he had earlier.
That was again, we've seen some outstanding punts tonight from both teams, Kevin.
That'll actually be, if they spot this one, well, they haven't spotted the ball yet.
Looks like it's on
the 9.
I think it's on the 9-yard line, Kevin.
That would make it a 50-yard punt at the 9-yard line. As long as 52. So the Braves have ball at their own 9-yard line. They did have a drive tonight starting at their own 11. That was the one that actually the drive that made Balestrini rip off that 45-yarder. And the Braves, I think, are short a player. They have to call timeout. So with 9:52 remaining here in the fourth quarter of play, Shikellamy will use their first timeout, trailing at 21-0. That'll give us a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Football.
Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Penn State Nittany Lions football will be starting here in a couple of weeks. The Nittany Lions will be on the road to take on Indiana the weekend of the 24th. You can see the full schedule, game times as they get announced as well, online at WKOK.com. And don't forget, every Thursday night at 6:05, following CBS News, it's the Penn State Coaches Show with James Franklin and Steve Jones. You can catch that online at WKOK.com. And, of course, if you want more sports and more Penn State information, catch the Steve Jones Show every weekday at 3 here on WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the Chiefs' favorite app, the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. He likes that more than the Weather Channel app.
I use that quite a bit, Kevin. Don't make fun. I do.
No, I wasn't. I was being serious. And here's the handoff on the stretch play. Running room to the near side for Gage Wolf. And Wolf to...
Number four.
Oh, you're McCormick. Right. That is McCormick. I saw the four, and I thought it was a two in front of it. It's just a lone four. And he will get to the 15-yard line and pick up a gain of 6.
He knows how to run that sweep. I'm sure he ran enough of them before he came here from Southern.
Might have run one or two of them. Balestrini will bring him to the backfield. Also joining him is Simcoe. And the handoff, Simcoe to the right side, nowhere to go at all. He is wrapped up by Spencer George. It'll be a loss of about 3.
I just wonder the way that they're running that play, if he instead of going outside, if he cuts it back inside, there's a hole there, but he's running right into where the people are being blocked.
Yeah, east and west is a tough way to run. Fitzgerald coming in now for the Braves. Also coming in is Luke Snyder. Play clock at 13 as they break. Two receivers each way on this third down and seven from the Shikellamy 12. Clock winding with under 8:40 to go in the game. Balestrini in the shotgun, direct snap. Zips one in there, intercepted by four. Four to the 10, to the five, into the goal line. Touchdown, Selinsgrove. Almost had a pick six earlier in the game, and now he's got one late in the game.
That was like a lightning bolt. The way Brett stepped in front of that and took the pass, and the pass was a bullet, so he had to do it at exactly the right time. And again, this is Brett Fournight, and
it
also
is. Oh, there's a flag back at the 18-yard line, though, Chief. I just saw that, and I think, did they pick it up? They did.
Yes, they did.
So that's an 18-yard touchdown return from four.
Face mask against Shikellamy.
Yeah. And it will be assessed on the kick. So at 27-0, Kyle Rule will come in to kick the extra point, but they are short one person. And, oh, boy, actually Brett Fournout just got a leg cramp, and he's the holder here. It's his right leg. And he does get the set down. The kick is up, and it's good, and now he's going to hobble on to the sidelines. Tell you what, he's had an 87-yard touchdown return, 18-yard interception return. He gets a leg cramp in the middle of the hold for the extra point, puts the hold down, and then goes to the sidelines to get work done.
It's all part of the job, Kevin.
That's right. You got to do what you got to do.
Workmanlike procedure by Mr. Four.
Got to do what you got to do.
Well, this is definitely a game that Brett Four will remember, a Shikellamy Selinsgrove
no doubt
game.
And if we do have a basketball season, we'll see him twice at least through the year there, because he'll play basketball for the Seals as well.
Point guard.
8:29 remaining here in this one. 28-0 Selinsgrove. After what was a very, very tightly played first half, the second half has been all Selinsgrove. Now they're going to march off that penalty. And this one will be kicked from the Shikellamy 45-yard line.
Selinsgrove, a defensive score, a special team score, and a score off of a short field when Shikellamy fumbled the kickoff to begin the third quarter. And then I would say a sustained drive for the other one.
Yeah. Well, and Allman with the two runs too, where he broke a couple of tackles to get an 18-yard and a 5-yard touchdown run in the middle of that, as you were talking about in those drives. So the Seals will boot the ball away with Kyle Rule now at the 45-yard line of Shikellamy. And that will be a line drive kick. Hits at the 10, the 5, the goal line, and through the goal line for a touchback.
So the first half of this game was more what I expected the entire football game to be.
Yes.
And give the Selinsgrove Seals credit. They've turned it into a rout right now, Kevin.
Well, and you know what? Everything started to go the wrong way for Shikellamy when the ball bounces off the chest, and I believe it was Simcoe on the return, and then bounces off the knee, and Selinsgrove ends up with a short field to start the game, start the half.
I think it was Gage Wolf.
Was it Gage Wolf?
I think that's who you called.
I don't remember. I couldn't remember it was 24-27 because it was just, I mean, a series of unfortunate bounces. Balestrini now with the play. Breaks the huddle with 15. Marshall with the near side, wing to the far side. Backs are split behind Balestrini. Balestrini will go back to pass. Sets up. Now he's got to roll. He's got to come to the near side. He's got some running room there to the 20. Makes a man miss and then gets stuck at the 21-yard line. That was a big lick that was put on him by Jack Hahn.
You know, all that running by Drew, and he picked up a yard.
Well, that play started when he started running at about the 9-yard line. He ran about 11 to get one.
You know, when you said about the kickoff being fumbled, it was like Rocky trying to catch that chicken before Adrian said it was okay for him to box. That'd be
wow,
Rocky too.
That was, you're digging into the archives for that movie clip.
It's on all the time, Kev.
That's a good point. AMC's been running a lot lately. Balestrini with a three-step drop on the swing pass to Semko, and that fooled absolutely nobody.
Number 19, Scott Kissinger, just sitting all over it. Sitting all over it.
And right now, he was all over Semko.
Yep.
Third down and 13. Big game for Selinsgrove, though. This puts him in the number four slot and an opportunity to play some postseason games. Now, what's going to happen is if you do not play in the postseason, the final two games, you can find an opponent. You know, you can play your scheduled opponent or try and find another opponent if your scheduled opponent is in the playoffs. Confusing? Yes. But they're trying to get at least eight games in. That's the whole point. And there's some movement. And this one is going to be, yes, it is delay a game against the Braves. You are correct.
Kevin, the Braves will definitely play Jersey Shore and Milton because Jersey Shore is the next game. Milton is they're not in the playoffs. The only one that might make a change is the Loyal Sox.
Loyal Sox could be one of them, and
that's it.
Yeah, you're right. Back to pass, Balestrini, deep drop, sets up, steps up, and is snowed under at the 7-yard line.
There are four receivers, and they're all pretty deep. And there's nothing in between. And just good coverage by the Seals secondary.
Yeah.
Not
a whole lot of pressure, but, you know, just not, you know, when you have everybody covered, eventually the pressure's going to get to you. Fourth down and 21, the ball at the 6. Gittens will punt it out from midway from his own end zone. Long count, and there's the snap, goes to Gittens, gets a nice kick away. Four will let it hit at the 38 to the 40 to the 45. Did it touch him?
No.
Almost did.
I don't think.
And Weir downs it at the 47. It was close, but he hopped over it.
But knowing Brett Four, if that would have hit him, he'd have been on it. You know,
good point.
You know, Brett's probably as knowledgeable about football and basketball as any high school kid could be.
5:52 remaining in the final stanza, 28-0 in favor of Selinsgrove. Trying to solidify themselves in the number four slot here in the 4A District 4.
Well, the Seals, after not scoring for nine quarters, because they didn't score in the first quarter of this game, have done themselves proud with 28 points here. And it looks like the Braves have put in some reserve linemen.
Well.
No, they haven't.
And that run to the left side goes for a gain of maybe one. Looks like Hoover on the carry.
Simcoe was out there for the tackle.
Well, the Seals were shut out in back-to-back games for the first time last season when they lost to Jersey Shore and Southern. Their opponent after those losses, Shikellamy, and they put up 37 in that Week 4 victory. 28 tonight after back-to-back shutouts. And the Braves got one touchdown late in the second half last week after scoring the first two of the game against Shamokin. Second down and 10. Slow developing play. And was that Pardo on the carry? Was that three?
Looking there, Kevin.
I don't think so. He's usually
a
linebacker.
Number one, it was.
Yeah, it's going to be Hoover again.
Tackle.
I was going to say, Pardo's usually a linebacker. That's what confused me.
Schaefer Knights was the.
Or a wide receiver.
I'm sorry. 25. Schaefer Knights was the first lineman in on the tackle. Got things stopped in the backfield.
Third down and 13 from the 45-yard line of Selinsgrove. Clock winding with 4:30 remaining here in the game. One receiver to the near side, that's Nate Aument. Shotgun formation, Bastion will take the direct snap. Pressure's coming, he's going to go down and sacked by Luke Snyder for his first sack of the season. That'll be a loss of three, bringing up a fourth down.
Luke came from his outside backer position on the backside, saw the quarterback sprint away from him, and his rule is go get him, and he did. He ran him down.
Balestrini will be back deep to get the punt from Catherman, and Catherman put one in orbit last time. See if the Braves bring any pressure this time. They don't really. Punt is away. That one a high punt taken at the 17-yard line for a fair catch. And Balestrini will then reset to the offensive side of the ball with 3:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Selins Grove leading at 28-0.
The Braves have not gotten much going here.
Change of quarterback now. Braves are going to bring in Brandon Workman, the junior. So Workman in for the first time tonight to run the offense with 3:42 to go and a first and 10 at the Shikellamy 17-yard line. To the near side, that is where number two will be. That's Marshall, guarded there by Ahmed. And the handoff over the right side, running room for Simcoe. Simcoe to the 20, to the 23-yard line. And a nice gain of about six will bring up a second down and four.
Yeah, Brett Four in on the tackle along with number one, which would be Hoover.
Hoover, yep. Braves' next home game will be against Milton here on the 23rd and then scheduled to play Loyal Sock for the final game of the regular season on the 30th. In motion. Man in motion, and boy, there was no room. I couldn't even get the whole play out before Simcoe got obliterated.
61 and on the tackle, Cameron Fogarty again, all right, made his presence known in the middle there. I mean, he actually probably could have taken the handoff from the quarterback.
Well, he's trying to, he wants to make amends for missing an opportunity earlier in the game because Fogarty was the young man who I had a chance to make the big play and run it back for in the end zone. I had the ball popped out of his hands on the double turnover. Marshall coming to the near side, clock winding with 2:25 to go, and a third down now in six after the loss. And in motion to the backfield, it's going to be Schaefer Knights on the pitch. He comes across the 20, the 25, to the 30, over the right side of the first down to the 40, to the 45-yard line, and a nice gain on the play of 23.
Did a nice job of cutting back against the seam, finding a little, you know, a lane there. And then he ran through one tackle, and then he ran through a second tackle. So that's probably the nicest run he's had all year.
Well, Schaefer Knights had six carries for 11 yards coming into that one after a 25-yard gain there. That one, well, actually, they're going to say it's about 23 because they're going to spot him out of bounds at the 43-yard line. 21, sorry. First and 10. Under center, Workman. Workman on the inside handoff, Schaefer Knights. And Schaefer Knights gets across the 45, just short of the 50, to the spotted at the 48-yard line.
That's not where the play was going to go.
I don't think so either. I was about to say that, but I wasn't sure.
It was supposed to. It was a counterplay coming back towards us, Kevin, but he got hit, so he just did the next. He improvised, all right, and went straight ahead and picked up 5 or 6 yards.
Second down and five from the Shikellamy 48-yard line, under a minute 20 remaining, with Selins Grove in command. One receiver to the far side, wing to the near side, tight end to the near side as well as the Braves move right to left. Workman will hand it off, near side. McCormick looking for running room. He's not going to find a whole lot of running room there. He's going to lose a couple of yards as he is met by Jack Hahn, the senior. That'll bring up a third down and seven.
Todd Hummel did a nice article on Tate Hoover today in the paper, and he talked about his ability from safety to come up, and he makes a lot of solid hits. And he's been on every sweep. He's been there. A lot of times the Braves runner gets tackled before he gets there, but he's always there. So, you know, that's the kind of safety you want.
Third down and seven. As Workman brings them to the line of scrimmage. Wing to the far side near hash mark. Lots of guys at the line of scrimmage as Workman goes back. Pressure from the backside. Gets rid of it. Incomplete. Intended for Schaefer Knights. It wouldn't have been a gain of much. It went right through his hands. Kissing her on the coverage.
Brandon Heil running him down too, Kevin. And
thundering footsteps.
Yes, exactly. And he did give him a shove when he threw the ball. Braves have not been able to complete that pass, especially when they're going to the right. Coming back to the left, they've had some success, but 15 seconds to go here. I don't think there's any need to punt. Braves are going to go for it.
Yep, fourth down and seven at the 47-yard line. Shikalimi trying to convert on fourth down. I don't believe they've had a conversion without a penalty here on fourth down tonight. They did have one on with a penalty. Workman will go under center with a wing to the near side on the near hash. And Workman will roll out. Pressure's coming, and no one at all blocked Brandon Heil, and Heil will get the sack. And with 10 seconds to go, the Seals will get an opportunity to go in the victory formation.
Or. No, they're not.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think so.
I'm just joking around with you there, big guy. Well, this is a different outcome than I thought. I wasn't going to say that the Braves would have beat the Seals, but if you'd have told me that the Seals were going to score 28 tonight.
Well, this will be three straight years Sealands Grove has won this game. And with 10 seconds to go, they will put Coy Bastian in the victory formation. And I think are they still missing a player? Oh, no, they have a player with a helmet not strapped on right. That actually can be a penalty if you don't get it strapped on right. And it's still not on right. He had to hold it on through the play, but they left it go anyway. And that will do it for the final play of the game. At the end of this one, it is Sealands Grove 28, Shikalimi nothing. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
In-store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never-before-seen incentives, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service repair installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even R for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
Wow, what a year, huh? Life has changed for everybody, but what if this was a year that really changed your life for the better? It can be, and it begins at Lackawanna College Sunbury Center. At Lackawanna, you can choose from a variety of degree programs and fields where your skills will be in demand, an associate degree, or pursue your bachelor's. Lackawanna is the smart place to start. Join us for an open house now through Saturday. To register for an appointment, visit lackawanna.edu/sunbury today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies is proud to support the Shikalimi Braves. Like the quarterback, they are the leaders in the field of home health, medical equipment, and respiratory services. Visit us online to learn more or stop by our newest location in Sealands Grove at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Go Braves!
Sealands Grove wins for the third consecutive year in this rivalry game by a score of 28-0. But it was a lot closer than that when we started this game. Went through the first quarter scoreless until 4:38 to go in the half when Brett Four took a punt 87 yards in the other direction and made it 7-0 Sealands Grove, and that's where we were at the half. And then it went downhill from the opening moments of the second half, where the kick that was returned by Gage Wolf bounces off his chest, then off of his knees, and rolls right into the Sealands Grove Seals kickoff team hands. And with 10:01 to go in the third quarter, Ahmet raced it in from 18 yards out to make it 14-0. With 4:25 remaining in the third, Ahmet with another touchdown, his second of the night. And it becomes his fourth touchdown of the year, a 5-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good, making it 21-0. And Brett Four was not done yet. He had a defensive score with 8:29 to go in the game. Four picks off a Balestrini pass, takes it in from about 18 yards out for the touchdown, makes it 28-0 in favor of the Sealands Grove Seals. Chief, time now to look at our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
Got to go with the fumbled kickoff and the recovery to start the third quarter, because at that point it was Sealands Grove 7 and the Braves nothing, and the Braves were going to have the football to start the third quarter. And what happened next was the Seals were able to punch one in to make it 14-0. So I would say that was, you know, down one score in a game like this, you think you got a chance. Down two scores where your offense is not playing very well, tough to come back. So I think that would be my vote.
And that is our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute, offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. As we run down our scoreboard from WKOK.com, our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week this week was a battle between Central Mountain and Shamokin. And that game was a tight game until the fourth quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Central Mountain now in a commanding 41-20 lead over Shamokin. That game again in the fourth quarter at Kemp Memorial Stadium in Shamokin. Our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Taking a look at the other games on our scoreboard tonight, the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard. Montoursville beat Lewisburg 45-7. So Lewisburg will remain at 1-4 on the season. They were a 6th seed at the time the night started, and they will not likely move from that spot. It was Hughesville falling to Southern Columbia 56-7. Muncie 21, Northwest 13. Loyal Sock leads Bloomsburg 26-20 in the fourth. Mifflinburg edging Midwest 35-33 in the fourth. And Danville leading Central Columbia 16-10. That game in the fourth. Mount Carmel has forfeited their game tomorrow night with Warrior Run. Details on that at WKOK.com. So the way things look right now, Shamokin will drop to 3-2 on the season. Mifflinburg has an opportunity to improve to 2-3 on the season. Sealands Grove will be 2-3 on the season, so that should put them again as the 3-4 here tonight. Shikellamie will drop to 1-3. Will drop to 1-4. Lewisburg will drop to 1-4, and unless Midwest comes from behind and Shikellamie can get a surprising win over Jersey Shore, it will likely be that Shikellamie will be out of the playoffs come week 7. Which would be when they take 4 teams as of this week. So at this point, it looks as if, unless something drastically changes, the Braves will play Milton here week 7 and then get ready for maybe a matchup against Loyal Sock, assuming Loyal Sock does not get into the championship game in 3A.
You know, again, this is...
It's like, got to be tough to try and get ready for games, though.
That's true. And it's one of those situations that nobody's seen before. So, you know, it's kind of like you just got to
make it up as you go.
Yeah, make it up as you
and
go.
And I don't mean that in a negative way.
That's
it's
a good, way, that's
the
a
realistic,
good way to put it.
It's realistic the way this football, you know, we're happy to be playing football. I mean, there was a time here in late August that I really didn't think that we would be talking about any of this, let alone getting into October and having these discussions. So the fact that we're playing football in general is still very shocking and impressive and making me very happy. And of course, the Penn State Nittany Lions will start Big Ten football play here in a couple of weeks on the weekend of the 24th. Don't have a start time or an official game date yet that we know of for the Indiana game, but as soon as we do, we'll have it at WKOK.com. We'll be getting you ready for that coming up in the couple of weeks here with the Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, the Braves were in this game for at least 24 minutes, and then the final 24 minutes, it was completely the opposite. So we take a look at some of the numbers. Remember, Shikellamy almost doubled up total offense for Selinsgrove here early on in this game in the first half. But Selinsgrove finishes with 182 yards offense, 9 first downs, 3 turnovers in the game, all of those in the first half. 149 on the ground. Ahmet with 8 carries for 90 yards leading the way with 2 touchdowns. Heil with 6 carries for 30 yards. Bastion with 6 carries for 18 yards. Bastion was 5 of 9, 1 interception, 33 yards. He had just 3 yards passing coming into the half. He got 10 from Hoover in the second half, 16 from Straub on his one catch in the second half. 33 yards on 5 catches. And, again, that is for the game for Selinsgrove, 182, the total yards for the Seals in a winning effort. The Braves tonight, Balestrini added 10 yards to his halftime total of 70, 14 carries for 80 yards, led the way for the Braves. And when you put in some of the minus yards, Shikellamy, 34 carries, 81 yards on the ground. Balestrini, 8 of 22, 2 interceptions, 53 yards passing. Workman, 0 for 1 in his one lone pass attempt. Simcoe led the way with 4 catches for 22 yards, a catch for 13 yards for Snyder. Marshall with a catch for 9, Fitzgerald a catch for 1. 53 yards passing, 8 completions on those 53 yards, and 134 yards total offense for the Braves. And only 5 first downs in the game. The Braves only got 1 first down in that second half.
Yeah, it was a rough second half for Shikellamy's offense and their defense, both.
And Shikellamy, who came into tonight's game, minus 1 in the turnover ratio, turned the ball over 4 times. Selinsgrove 3 times. They'll now be minus 2. Selinsgrove will come in at plus 2 next week. So that's the final numbers from Don Leitzer, our official statistician. We appreciate all his efforts all season long, keeping us up to date on the numbers, and like to see those numbers get a little bit bigger, especially the ones on the scoreboard.
Exactly. You know, again, I was surprised the Braves didn't score tonight, but it seems like Selinsgrove always has their number with that, with the defense they play. And Balestrini really never had any time that he could actually set up and throw the football. He was always running.
It started with special teams. It finished with a defensive touchdown for the Seals and a 28-0 victory. Chief, your final thoughts as we get ready to make the trip north to Jersey Shore next week to another buzzsaw. I mean, unfortunately, there are two teams that, because of the way the schedule went, you play twice. Unfortunately, one of them was Jersey Shore.
Well, just like the football team, you and I are going to have to get mentally prepared to head up there. But I'm sure that it's going to be an involved week trying to get ready to play a team that scored 50 points against you. So, you know, maybe you can figure a couple things out, set a couple of minor goals, and just get prepared. Try to keep the kids' heads up. I saw Coach Kaiser talking to the quarterback down here. So, and I don't know, Kevin. I, like I said, this is something I didn't expect it to be 28-0.
Yeah, this is a game that I felt was going to be a back and forth game. I thought it would be a one score, two score games at most. I did not think that Shikellamy would not be able to really do anything on this Selinsgrove defense. I knew the Selinsgrove defense wasn't bad, but I thought they'd be able to do something. Unfortunately, tonight they just haven't.
Think about the first quarter when they were down deep in
three times,
and they never were able to put the ball. The Seals defense rose to the occasion and stopped them. So,
and Shikellamy's defense was doing just as well in that second, in that first half. But as you mentioned, the backbreaker play of the game, you know, that fumble on the opening kick of the second half changed the complexion. The air went out of the stadium, and the air definitely went out of the sidelines after that play.
Yep. Gabe steals a short field to get their second touchdown.
Once again, our final score, it was Sealands Grove 28 and Shikellamy nothing. Rays will next be in action 1 week from tonight at the Shore with Adam Beach. We head to Jersey Shore. Can't wait. Airtime set for 6:30. Kickoff is at 7. Seals will have an opportunity to solidify a fourth spot, and then they may make the trip to the Shore without a beach coming up in week 8. We have Rivalry Weekend continuing on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation as the Steelers take on the Eagles. The Steelers broadcast with Bill Hillgrove on 100.9 The Valley, getting underway at 11 a.m. kickoff at 1. For the Eagles broadcast with Marilyn Mike, tune to Eagle 107. That will get underway at noon with kickoff at 1. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, our statistician Don Leitzel, I'm Kevin Hur. Thanks for joining us for Braves Football, a WKOK Sports presentation.